starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of, not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Here.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Took a day off.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Got it nice, refined, honed, mm-hmm. got it right there.
You practiced it, over the weekend.
Got it right where it has to be. Where's he at?
Perfect.
Where's King Allen?
Ah.
King Allen. Remember that cereal? King Vitaman.
Where's
Have
he at?
Breakfast with the king.
Where's he at? Because I think he's going to read the press release. And I hope they added my quote to the press release.
Yes.
When did you give your quote? You didn't give your quote Friday evening, did you?
No, certainly not.
All right, just to double check. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Acting General Manager.
Is this the Joe song?
No, this is the JFK Upstate song.
This sounds like the Joe song.
Shouldn't we play management music for Alan when he comes in?
That's
WJFK. Oh, that's Joe.
Similar,
song,
right? But you should play the Death Trooper music, even though it's a pleasant circumstance.
Mike, we can break with tradition one time.
It's a happy day.
Yeah, but listen how much better this will sound.
I'm sorry, I gotta veto that today.
All right, well, today I'll let you
for
make
one
that
day.
Yes, why not? Absolutely.
One day. Here is Alan Linewand.
And where's your press release at?
I don't have it. We need the press release.
It's non-dated.
No, we need the press release.
Well, we don't have it yet. We don't have the press release yet.
Sure we do.
I saw it. No, it's not tight. It's not ready.
Sure it is. Hold on a second. My God, this is the worst announcement in history. Why did we re-sign here? Tammy.
Tammy's got it?
Yeah. You know, they changed her last name since she got married.
Great party, Alan.
Hey, had a good time, huh?
Great Christmas party.
Best ever.
Absolutely. Tell everyone I'm sorry.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you got that press release?
I do, but we're waiting approval, so I can't bring it down.
I'll run it on down anyway. What the hell? Come
All
on.
Right. Forget about Alan. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is, it's a long story, actually. It's quite a saga. An epic, if you will.
It's a tale.
Yes, it's a yarn.
And we're going to tell it to you now. It's a
fable.
It's a story about two boys who had a dream. And then that dream was broken when we re-signed a multi-year contract with Infinity Broadcasting.
They had a dream to go on to bigger and better things, and all that was squelched on Friday.
By this man right here.
This man did it. He made sure that they won't make one lick of progress in their lives.
That's all right. Going anywhere.
Alan, what is the major announcement
would like
to make?
The announcement today, guys, is quite simply that the Don and Mike Show will be on WJFK Radio for many, 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 many more years to come.
Yay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yay.
We've re-signed Don and Mike to a long-term extension to their contract.
Wow.
Cool. Right,
I didn't even know.
Oh, sure you did, Mike.
I did. There's Tammy.
You got to pass it over.
Can you just shake your head and send Tammy away?
No, bring it in.
He doesn't want us to read that press release.
I don't know why.
Well, because, we're waiting for approvals.
Approval? What approval is there?
There's appropriate approvals.
Please, at least, Tammy, bring it back in. And let me
tell you what. We'll bring it back in upon approval.
No, let me just read you my quote. And you tell me if you approve it or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Tammy, could you bring it in, please?
Tammy, is she running back upstairs?
Because she brought me the press release.
It's not the way I... You know, I had people listening today. Yeah. Can I be honest
this
with you?
It's embarrassing,
this
isn't it?
Already it sucks.
You shouldn't have to have a press release approved.
I thought there'd be like,
hey,
bands, marching bands, clowns, fire trucks.
I really thought there'd be a little something.
Balloons.
Well,
it could be an announcement. Now he's just like, we're waiting approval. Again, I spent a whole year waiting approval.
Can I have that, Tammy?
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, right there. WJFK FM extends Don and Mike's contract.
Huzzah!
There is the headline.
That is the headline. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't have. Oh no, it does have my quote here.
What's your quote?
Okay, so, Alan, the secret's out. Infinity Broadcasting has re-signed the afternoon drive team of Don and Mike to a long-term extension.
Oh boy.
Of their current contract, announced Alan Linewand, acting general manager and vice president of WJFK.
Great acting.
Yeah, we got to work on that now, Al.
Yeah.
No matter how long your tenure lasts here, Alan.
I am thrilled.
You can know that you did one great thing while you were here.
I am thrilled that Don and Mike will be heard on WJFK for many years to come. This is a quote now from Alan.
Very good.
Don and Mike are a Washington radio institution. Their listeners are fiercely loyal, and their advertisers continue to garner huge results. That's a winning combination.
Here.
Woo!
Don and Mike hold the unparalleled distinction of being number one rated in mornings, middays, and afternoons.
That is true. That is true.
And then, here's my quote.
Ready?
Good.
Don Geronimo said, Mike and I are elated to continue our long-term relationship with Infinity Broadcasting. Many thanks to Alan Linewand, John Sykes, John Fulham, Andy Schoen, and, of course, Mel Karmazin. Plus, the money ain't bad.
Hey, there you go.
That's a pretty good quote.
Very nice.
Quote, huh?
Very, very nice.
There you go.
Well, we are we couldn't be happier here at WJFK that you guys are going to be with us. Unfortunately, I'm going to have you to kick around for a long, long time.
Yes.
A
long time.
Yes, you are. And, you know, at least for the immediate future, you know, you can kick as hard as you want.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we have how many days before our vacation? Three shows?
Coming today.
Yeah. Those would be the three. Kick us all you want.
Take us.
Then go crazy.
You know, pretend we're a soccer ball in your Pele.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Take the plunger stick
you
to
You guys
it.
Deserve it. You've worked really hard through the years. I know it. Mm-hmm. And you put on a great show. But you know what? Behind the scenes, I know how hard it is. But this is your just desserts, so...
Well, we're very, very happy to be here. We are.
I say so. Thank you, Al.
We couldn't be happier. We're very, very excited about the you know, the long-term relationship with this radio station. And most importantly, we are psyched to be able to share this with everybody that listens to this show, because I hope there are a lot of people that will be happy.
Our listeners who made it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and Al got this done 9 months early. I mean, really, we still have... 9 months. And when
we
you,
do.
But once you get into that nine-month territory, that's when you get into where the real games start getting played.
It's a little tense, and it's been tense.
There can be walkouts, and there can be suspensions, and then there's talking to the guys at the other company, and Al just cut through all of that.
Nipped it in the bud.
And what,
nip it.
What made it happen was the Christmas party threat. I will tell you that.
Not that that got it done, but the fact is, we wanted it done by Friday.
Right.
Do you know that we started talking about a contract extension with Al, and I don't say it in the press release, but I'll say it now on the radio. We re-signed with Infinity because Alan is the general manager.
This is true.
That's why there's a whole bunch of new guys at the top, but we re-signed this because Alan is here.
Yeah.
Because
thank you.
We have a modicum of. Well, I don't want to say.
Careful. Don't say any of the words.
Let me just say
this. Whatever word you were going to use, it will erode eventually. It always does. It will erode. It will disintegrate.
It
might be there now, so there's even really not a need to put the word in there.
And you know what? It's not true. I don't respect him, and I don't trust him.
Right.
But at least he got our contract done.
Yeah. Yes.
He got the contract done.
Yes.
Months before he had to. And now the fun part starts, because we're assured of the fact that we will be here on WJFK FM for many years to come.
It was good working with Alan, because he did a reasonable number of the things he said he was going to do.
That's a slam dunk. You got us here on WJFK.
Which, for a general manager, I want people to know just how big a compliment that is.
Saying a lot.
He did, and remember, quote me on this, he did a reasonable number of the things he said he was going to do.
That's a high compliment coming from you.
It is big.
So now for many, many years to come, we'll be here, right here in this time slot.
Right.
3 to 7 on WJFK FM. Now the fun starts.
And because the clause for a brand new studio was rejected, we will be doing the show from this closet.
Yeah.
We will, you know, nothing, and, you know, in fact, it was added to the contract that no improvements will be made on the physical plant whatsoever.
Wow.
But now the real fun is going to start now, because now the window is open. Alan's not even involved in this. It's a negotiation with our syndication company.
Oh, boy.
Yes, of course. Let that begin.
That's, you know, that's where the S is really going to fly.
Sure.
That's where, you know, we'll find out what's happening probably later rather than sooner.
Of course.
But we're very happy, Al, that you extended this olive branch. And
thanks. Hey, listen, thank you guys. And
good to be here.
I hate the calendar ticking off the days until you leave.
We'll take that
up in the wall. You can take that off.
Take it down. Cool. It's no longer relevant. And I will tell you, your staff, your sales staff, your support staff around here, they're either extremely good actors, but I think there was far too much drinking to be a good, efficient actor. I was very, very pleased with the reaction of the staff when they found this out.
We're very happy.
I felt really like this was home, and that's the way we were treated the other night when you made that announcement, and I'm real happy about that.
Well, I was just going to say, not that we don't trust you, but the reason we weren't on the air Friday was that all of this contract stuff was coming right down to the wire, and there was faxes going back and forth in between different parties, and then it got to be time to go on the air. And I'm talking with Mike and saying, we don't want to have to decide our future and sign a long-term contract during a commercial break.
No. No, that couldn't be done.
You know,
right.
We got to at least read what we're signing, and we got to talk about it.
Good idea.
There was remarkably similar to the last time we signed an extension here, because it came down to the very last, the last second, but it was done, and we were happy, and then we had a little Christmas get together for the station, and Alan made an announcement there, and it was wonderful.
And of course, I had no problem with you doing it during a commercial break, but
no, you didn't whatsoever.
No, Al, you know, come on, we had to read that thing. The goddamn, you know, it's an addendum to 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 an addendum. As if, you know, listen, the nightmare in all of this is that if we exercise all of the options we have open, at some point you and I actually could end up working here for 20 years.
Wow. I get a palpitation when I hear
you
that.
Realize that. However, we have options. I just want to tell you that, Alan. One day into the contract, I want you to know we have options.
Harden Weaver. Remember Harden Weaver.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very, very happy. It's a good day, and it's good to be here at WJFK in Washington, D.C. for a good long time.
You made it happen. Thanks, Al.
Well, hey, thank you again, guys.
And I should say in the afternoon for a good long time, because that's where we're going to be.
Absolutely.
We're going to be right here. We're not moving.
Yeah, we're not moving to middays. We're not moving to mornings. We're not moving to nights.
All you people driving home, that's when you're going to hear this show for the foreseeable future.
Cool. And now that we have this contract, pressure's off, baby.
That's right. Time to get lazy again.
That's it.
Fantastic.
I mean, I know that we've been on a real roll since we've been moved back to the afternoons, but now
I almost worked up some of those stomach cramps today.
Get ready for some of the worst radio you've ever heard.
It's lazy man's radio. As a matter of fact, let's play something from last week. No, we're not going to do that.
All I can say, Al, is wow. Wow, you made it happen.
Wow, Cola.
Guys, again, I think I speak for the staff when I say there are a lot of happy people in this building right now.
Amen.
And I know no two happier than the two of you, so congratulations.
And we really, we could have gone to work for another company. Really, the reasons that we're staying at Infinity are the fact that, well, first, really, this guy Mel, who runs the company, it's still pretty much run with his vision, which is to do good radio. And frankly, all the dumb rules that we have here, we would have at any other dumb station that we went to.
Yeah.
And Al here. Al got it done.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's Alan.
I know. No, it's Al.
No, there was an Al in your life.
No. It's Al. You gotta be Al.
You have to know where that comes from. If you know where that comes from,
it's a good thing.
You know,
it's a good thing.
That's from Al Goodman, and you know that's a compliment. That
he wanted Alan too. Just in case you were wondering, he liked Alan too. He was Alan to everybody. He was Al to us.
He grew to love Al.
Yeah,
and you'll grow into Al.
Just think, you know, and there's Al. But if things really go well,
then there's
Big Al.
Big Al. And when things get bad, then you're Alan.
Yeah. When you hear Alan, you'll know it's
you don't want that.
Okay. Right.
And then the best of all would be Big Al, your radio pal.
That's when, you know, we're all going to a titty party. That's when that happens. So, just to bring you the timeline on this thing.
Back in 1858.
It was back in August 30th, around that time, that Alan started these discussions with us. And who would have known that the one thing that just pushed it over the top was the Christmas party.
Yeah, the Christmas party, and really, I have to say, Miss Bobby.
Oh, I would definitely say Bobby.
Hey, did you hear what he said about Miss Bobby?
Bobby Hollingsworth.
Seven. I mean, it was like three or four.
Like every couple of hours she was calling you or something?
I think it was every hour.
Wow.
I think you all
every hour.
This to Bobby, seriously.
Our business manager was sitting up in our office last week, and every day she was saying, you know, she kind of sounds like Roseanne, you gotta go to the Christmas party. You gotta go to the Christmas party. We said, Bobby.
Came into our office, she would sit there on the couch and just stare at us.
Hey, Bobby, it's just business.
Yeah.
It's business.
Right. Nothing personal.
You know, the contract's not that we can't go to. I'm gonna make sure it gets done.
One day it was really almost heated as she sat in there and said, well, come on. I said, yeah, Miss Bobby, it really is not personal. This is nothing personal. This is business. And she just got up and just walking out of the office, I heard, F.
Yeah, so she kind of facilitated things, and Al did, and all those other Infinity rats did, and thanks to all you rats. Thanks very much, Al.
Good to be working for the Rats.
Congrats, and let's do a lot of good radio.
Let's do it.
Years.
Let's do it.
Congratulations again, guys.
Thank you, Alan.
We promise we'll try our hardest as soon as we get back from vacation.
Have a good holiday and a happy and healthy new year.
All right, same here. Thank you, Alan. Alan Line One.
Yeah, there he is, everybody. Guy. And we're not even doing that thing today where we try to get him alone in the studio.
No, we're not going to do that.
He wants
his press release.
Why do you need the press release back?
It begins, ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you need to recycle it?
You heard a moment of goodwill.
I read it on the air already.
I know. I'll get it back to you.
The only copy.
I haven't lied to you yet, have I?
No.
No?
So he'll get it back to you.
Okay.
I believe that.
When can I have the copy back?
Either later today or tomorrow morning. Probably later today.
Later today. Aye. Okay.
Have a good radio show.
Very good. Thank you, Alan.
Well, anyway, he made it happen.
And I want to thank Jag, who gave us this huge magnum of champagne when I was coming into.
Oh, Haji, you mean?
Yeah, the guy that works down the hallway. Nice guy.
Yeah.
A very beautiful date at the Christmas party, and gave me this huge bottle of champagne.
He's fun, that Alan Line One. He's boatloads of fun.
He is indeed.
He's all right.
Alan's legacy will be.
Watch it erode. I mean, this will be.
Yeah.
Mark this on your calendars. This is the day we actually had a. Goodwill towards him. Because it will not last. It's just like when we come back from vacation and we're all giddy and excited. And I've been doing this long enough to find out nothing ever lasts.
I know, but
nothing ever lasts.
Let's enjoy it for now.
It's like Carmen Tony.
For now, let's enjoy that. Boy, I bet you could relate to that, huh?
Nah.
No,
I wasn't crying.
Not on subconscious level.
You know what? I know we're going to do our review of The Sopranos later in the show.
We are.
But I will tell you that although the circumstances were far different, a separation is a separation, and I thought they handled that whole thing very, very accurately. Like, whoever wrote that is somebody that's maybe gone through that type of thing. It was
right, I expected to see your name in the credits at the end. Special thanks to
right,
Mike O'Mara, who incidentally didn't have all of his clothes and his golf clubs thrown out of the... thrown out.
Did not, fortunately. Yes, absolutely.
So it was, really a tight time for us the last 3 months with these guys.
Oh, yeah. Longer than that, actually.
Because, we had all these veiled references that we were trying to give you guys listening, that there might be something happening.
Right.
That there might be, and every day we'd come in and our lawyers would say, well, we've agreed on this and this and this, but now there's a problem with this and this and this, and then this and this and this became this and this and this, mm-hmm. and this and this and this became that and that and that. And now
things take time around here, that press release.
And, then, of course, because it's just the way things go, when the deal was finally done, Friday afternoon, late in the day, here's Mike and I back in the producer's room, staring at the fax machine, waiting for our retarded lawyers.
It all comes down to this antiquated piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And the magic was the fax machine itself.
Yes. The fax, Mike and I are waiting for this contract to come through.
Your next 20 years.
The contract of our lives to come through. And all of a sudden, we get a paper jam.
Yeah. Oh.
We get a paper jam. And we're going nuts.
I'll tell you what page the paper jam came up.
Okay.
The page that had the important
of
stuff
course.
On it, if you know what I mean.
It was Mike's salary page.
Right on that page, it goes,
not to mention, when my copy came over, all of my pages were the normal size.
It's like they were almost intentionally effing with us.
Except the page with my salary, which had been made so small, it was like Stuart Little size. You know what I mean? Like, it was, all the other pages were gigantic, and that page was just very tiny.
Wow.
It's really, it wasn't that long ago that everyone was marveling about how great fax machines were.
Mm-hmm. You go, Rob! That's how we made it happen here. And
congratulations, by the way.
I mean it really. The other night, with all the people out here, I felt great about. I just don't, either I'm blind.
No.
But I thought I don't think people can fake that.
No.
I've never felt better about working at a place by the way that we were treated the other night after the announcement was made. And it wasn't the token stuff. It was, there were some people that were legitimately happy that we were going to be sticking around here. And that's almost as good as the contract itself. It felt really good.
And
really
we are happy as well to be working with them. And very glad that when we come back from the break, our longtime producer, Charlie, will be coming back. And he'll be producing. And Lisa is going to be his assistant.
Right.
Which is going to be a whole nother new fantastic dynamic on the show.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
What with those two being as They're friends.
Yes, it's going to be interesting.
They're good friends, so that's great. Getting Charlie back was great. I'm very glad that I can give Rob some security and take care of Charlie and do all the things that's right. So anyway, and most importantly, thanks to you guys for listening to the show and giving us these great stinking ratings. Because if we didn't have the numbers, trust me, we would have been on the bus out of here last week.
Oh, absolutely. And
it would have been of our choosing.
That's the bottom line, and the thing that was frustrating about the whole year leading up to this, really, was the fact that all along you guys that listened to this show had supported this show, whatever day part we were in, and you were supporting us, and we were delivering, and things still weren't going the way we wanted them to go. Well, finally, things did go the way we wanted them to go, and it was a long time coming. There were days.
Mm, my God, yeah.
I know.
Wow, there sure were.
And I think everybody that, especially regular listeners of the show, passionate listeners of this show, know what those days were. You could hear it and what we were talking about, and you could also probably read between the lines as to what was going on.
But those days are now behind us.
Yes, amen.
Yay.
Those days are absolutely, totally behind us.
For now.
Yeah. Al. Al. He doesn't want to be called Al.
No.
He's Al. I'm sorry, he'll always be Al.
Do we count as jaded veterans now? Would that be it? That's why I make that comment. Yeah, for now.
So, and also, although this wasn't written into the contract, I just want to verbalize this now.
Okay.
If Ken ever comes back in any form, I quit.
Okay.
That's get that on the record now. Any form,
even a vapor.
That's right.
Vapor.
Right. Even if there's a vapor trail of Stevens through this building, I'm out of here. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I read the contract over the weekend, and I'm sorry you feel that way. I am not walking away from that. Thank you very much. Many, many miles to feed, Don.
I know, Mike.
It's the way it goes.
I know. Well, he ain't coming back anyway. Yeah. I just said that for shock effect.
There was a lot going on at that Christmas party the other night. A lot of talk of that guy.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff.
I know. The party was just 2 miles away from the restaurant where we had the Christmas party at.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's saying to me, you're going to have the after party at your house? Because I live
Where did that start? Where did that get started? Again, nobody on the staff started it.
It started with Tim McWilliams. And I told everybody to come to my house.
Oh, really? Is that what Tim did?
Yeah, don't come to my house, man. Let's go to Ken's house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't even know what happened. We ended up leaving the party rather early. I'll tell you that the absolute bonus, the party monster this year was our own Jason Tony.
Hey, Jason Veazey.
And let me call him up, because I got to tell you something about Jason Tony.
Yeah.
This guy that works here.
Hey, Tony.
He.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason Tony.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, was that your regular girlfriend you were at the Christmas party with?
Yeah, it's regular.
Okay, your regular girlfriend. She had on a stunning
bustier type thing.
Yeah. Red bustier.
Yeah, she wheels it up.
And plenty of boosties in the bustier.
Oh, yeah.
And to say that she was spilling out of this would be an absolute understatement. She was falling out of this thing. And it was
Christmassy, too. It was red, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a corset. She got it in San Francisco, I think. I had to tie her into it when we left.
And, Jason Tony, I don't know if you even remember this. You were so bombed. But at one point...
You know what? I don't think I was that bombed, because I think I know what you're...
Over on the couch?
Yeah.
All right. There was a little couch area with a telephone set, and I'm sitting there having a cigar, enjoying a beverage. I think I was talking with Timmy O'Bibenay. And on the other couch, there's Jason and his girlfriend in the red bustier. And Jason's kind of watching TV and half talking to me, and she's like kissing his neck and stuff. Mm. And the next thing you know, she's like all over his genitals.
Wow.
Although they remained in...
What do you mean all over his genitals? Like touching them?
Yeah, like...
Like rubbing them?
Yes,
Jason.
Yeah. I was just trying to be gentlemanly. I was trying to hold her hands back, but she kept,
She couldn't help herself.
And
she was persistent, man.
For the first 5 minutes, I tried to pretend like I wasn't seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
I just looked at Jason and I said, dude,
she's touching little Jason while you're talking to him?
At one point, Don looked at me and kind of gave me this nod, like,
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is oozing me out a little.
Wow.
Jason Tony.
Boy, so she's fun lover, huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun, man.
Well, you get the prize, Jason.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Nice seeing you at the party.
You too, buddy.
Who do you think was the drunkest? I know for a surprising change, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the drunkest, do you think?
Good question. Who was
at the holiday party?
Jason, who do you think was the most
he's gone. Hold on.
S-faced?
We call him there. What's Jason? You were one of the last to leave, right?
It was my date.
Oh, your date was the
realist?
Yeah, I think so, because there was an episode of some hurling over the arm of the couch towards the fireplace.
She threw up in the restaurant?
Over by the fireplace, but no one saw. But
I didn't know that.
That's the place to do it. Jason, who would you estimate among employees who was the drunkest?
Oh, man, I thought Alan was pretty bombed.
Second person who said that to me.
I thought Alan was pretty bummed, but I couldn't tell because, you know, I didn't really talk to him all that much that night, but when I saw him up there making those announcements and he had a martini in his hand, swinging it all around.
Alan's the worst public speaker in the world to begin with.
I thought he was pretty lucid, so that's why I thought he was pretty bummed.
Yeah, he was. It was one of his more lucid chats, and I think he lubricated that. He doesn't like to do that. He doesn't like to speak in front of the large groups of people.
So your vote would be for Alan?
It would definitely be for Alan.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir.
See you later.
You know, I know who I'd vote for.
Who might?
Going away.
Who?
Me. But, I mean, you know, me because nobody could tell, but just the way I felt the next day.
What were you drinking?
Vodka.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a vote for somebody else, but I can't say that the person's name.
Really?
Can you write it down?
Yeah. Well, I think you know who I think it is. So thank
you. You can say the name over to who I think it is. Let's see. you know what? No, I can't agree with you because I was right there. And
really?
Not like the old days.
Oh, okay.
You know who I thought you were going to say?
Bobby?
Bobby.
Well, no, Bobby was drunk, but she wasn't as drunk as the person whose name I just wrote on this card.
Right, right.
I don't think so.
Did you leave before I started spinning records?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Mm. I did no karaokeing, no DJing, did no nothing.
Rob, did you do any singing?
No, I didn't. I just had one dance.
one little dance.
One dance.
So outside of the hurling...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I heard Earl Forsey's wife threw up.
Really?
Really? I didn't know there was vomiting going on.
Was I not supposed to mention that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. You know,
I know.
This is the problem when you have a staff party that, I guess... There are some things that we're not supposed to talk about.
What I understand from Mrs. Spiewak, who had a lovely time, is that she saw shoes in the bathroom in such a way that they were not... The bathroom was not being used for the primary purpose.
Like pointed
they
down.
They pointed toe down.
Soles out.
Yeah. It was Carrie and Miss Terry who spent the next half hour trying to determine who was not feeling so well. And that was one of the names that... sort of came up.
Right. Boy, speaking of Terry, did I have a good time with her husband again, Keith Farrakhan.
Yeah. Greatest.
Right. Yes, good guy, Keith.
Keith, I always call him that. He always wears his Louis Farrakhan bow tie.
He does indeed.
And always engages me in some kind of dialogue.
There you go.
About race relations or something.
Makes it more interesting. Makes it more fun at the party.
And, you know, before you know it, I'm tossing my arms around his neck going... Ah, you doing? There you go. Farrakhan, my man.
Absolutely.
And he always is like, he's about one step away from just breaking my neck. Did you get drunk, Lisa?
Yeah, I had a good time. I just thought it was funny that this morning I was talking to Rhea, the girl, the new Jessica.
Yes.
And she said that Jag was just in shock. Oh, my gosh, Jag was saying, Rob kissed me.
Oh, you mean Haji?
Yeah.
You kissed Haji? You kissed a man?
I did.
Yes, and I said to Rhea, but you don't understand, this is the thing that Rob does every year. If you see in the pictures in the hallway upstairs from a couple years ago, that's what Rob does. He drinks and he kisses everybody. But Rhea said it's okay because you did end up kissing her on the cheek as well.
I did kiss. I kissed everybody that would let me, and I wanted to say hi to Rhea's boyfriend, and it's nice that the people that advertise Old Spice gave him the evening off.
Yeah, I had a good chat with him at the end of the
night.
He's
a nice fella, isn't he?
They were like, it was Rhea, her boyfriend, me, and Wendell who were the last to leave.
Wow.
And
that's a party.
Glorious four-way.
And,
that's a party, Mike.
Yeah, that was there. All I know is that Rhea's boyfriend and I got into a political thing at the end of the night. Not hostile at all. Mm. It was way beyond that. You couldn't even, you know. Yeah, there was it was difficult trying to focus. It was, but it was a good time was had by all.
Yeah, it was. And I guess I might have given Jag a kiss on the cheek because he's a nice guy.
I think my favorite.
He is a nice guy. And he was a turbo hottie.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. She came to our appearance on Halloween.
Yes,
she's very nice. We had a good time dancing. But my favorite part was asking Don to dance with me and him blowing me off and slow dancing with Rob.
Well, that's a tradition, honey.
Yeah, I understand.
It was a celebration.
Uh-huh.
I didn't kiss Don.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you did.
You did, Rob.
Did you kiss me?
I probably did.
I don't remember, though.
I know we hugged.
Yeah, we hugged.
Aww.
A long, lingering hug from behind.
I hugged you, Lisa. Didn't I hug you?
Yeah, you don't remember what else?
No. No. So you talked with Rhea, huh?
Yeah.
Did she say anything about me?
She did.
Oh, Mike. Right. Now I'm starting to find out how good a time you had, because you're doing recon right now.
Just check it.
Mike, the old cool. Mike, let me just say, back in the day, the old Mike,
right,
after a party, would always come downstairs and have to check with his friends on what he had done the night before.
Yeah. You know, and here's the deal. There's none of that feeling of really, like, total fear that you'd said the wrong thing to somebody, but there's always just mild curiosity. So I just wanted to check. I think I'm fine now. I'm out of the woods.
I think you're
now
more than fine with what Rhea had to say.
Really?
Really?
Wow. All right, get out of here. Stop it.
Hey, what about you with Cameron's girlfriend, too?
Yeah, that was early, though. That was early in the evening. And there's some about her I like a lot. What's that? Yeah. She was knocking him back. She was fun.
Catholic.
I bet she didn't puke.
Very nice.
I bet she didn't puke at all. She can handle her liquor. You had a little time, little quality time with her?
Boss knows all the names.
I always chat with Kathy. Sure.
Kathy's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And Jag's date was very, very nice.
Yes, she was.
And Steve Johnson's wife was very, very nice.
Steve had on the worst jacket.
He did.
It was like a Paul Bear Bryant hat. Turned into a jacket.
Jesus. Where did you get that nickname?
Jesus, Steve Johnson.
It was a festive and a great place, too. I mean,
it was very nice.
It's the best food I think we've ever had at a Christmas party, that Italian food.
And I made your wife cry.
Really?
I did.
That wouldn't have been hard to do, I think.
No,
she had a couple of drinks.
No, it was happy cry.
I know, but that's what I mean.
It wasn't sad cry, it was happy cry.
She waited until the next day to throw up.
I made her cry, too, but it wasn't. It was sad cry.
It was sad cry.
Carrie's bad cry.
It was hurt
all night.
No.
Both you guys stop it.
It
knock it off.
I made a lot of women cry that.
At 10:15, Mike said, "Rob, can you get me a sock full of BB?"
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Guys, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, great day in Philadelphia. We signed Jim Tomey last week. The Eagles win, and now we get Don and Mike for God knows how long.
Well, now that's up to our syndication company, but we hope that the association is as long with them as it is with JFK.
We want it that way. We want to stay in Philadelphia for a long, long time.
You bet your ass.
Comparing this to your old contract, would you consider this more gooder?
you. Yes, yes, we would.
That's for sure.
We can buy quite a few air conditioners.
Yeah.
Hello.
You may need them.
Don and Mike show and skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Kudos, huzzah, and brickbats to you all.
Right. Hello.
First of all, I couldn't be happier. My first question to you, though, is there any sort of zone of uncertainty?
No.
Not on this one. Not at all.
No. Okay. Signed, sealed, delivered.
And finally, how about a little something for the effort, you know?
You mean you want us to share something with you?
Will something?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Goodbye. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
My hearty congratulations to you, gentlemen. My biggest question is, are we going to get 4 hours now in WJFK?
Oh, you mean in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I don't know. As long as the Ravens are playing, I think they're going to go with that dumb sports show. I don't know.
And unfortunately, that falls into kind of the syndication.
That's the whole syndication thing. Right. That's a separate negotiation. I hope so.
All right, well, great. Well, congratulations. Right, I won't take any more of your time. And
Good. Goodbye. Goodbye. Rob, I know you keep pointing at that clock.
I'd like to say hi, just one last hello to Deborah and Claybrook, if I can just say.
He's good, isn't he?
The Deans?
The Deans were there, and they're very happy. I mean, Deborah, one of the happier people that, you know, a lot of the salespeople that have been here for a long time, we're happy, and, yeah.
How long since you had seen Claybrook? For me, it's been a full year.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
Maybe longer for me.
I'd love to get together with him. But
this is Claybrook Dean.
Let's make sure you have Sloan outside the school.
Rudy, this is Claybrook Dean.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Buster.
That guy sounds nothing like that. Like,
no, not at all.
And his wife works here. Yeah. She sells our show. But the name is so goddamn Ivy League.
It is.
This is Claybrook Dean.
Claybrook Dean.
And at one point, Rob just comes over to me and goes, Claybrook's here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hey, radio guys, and congrats on your
your long years to come.
Thank you, my friend.
I just wish that you guys could... You know what they do? They play 3 hours of your show here in Seattle, and then they repeat the very first hour of Tom Likas, the last hour of his show. Doesn't that blow?
You are trying to get us into an area that we are not going to approach in the last few days of this calendar year. And I will tell you that right now, both Mike and Rob are doing the Seattle Dance.
Brand new.
The Seattle Dance. Absolutely.
You're missing a component of the Seattle Dance.
What's which that? Is? It includes breasts.
Yeah.
Breasts, get out of
hello,
here.
Hello, agenda
you.
Caller.
Let me just, it's Seattle. You know, yeah, we'd love to have the 4 hours live. But if you can't live without the fourth hour, then rerun the show at night from 8 to midnight.
And yeah, we're happy with that.
So, yeah, thank you very much. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to make sure, since this is a 5-year contract, are there provisions to account for if Father Time should expire before those 5 years.
That's, you know, when somebody was just saying long years, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about that very thing this caller brought up.
You're, of course, talking about the BDC, mm-hmm. the Buzz Death Clause.
Yes.
Right. And, yes, it's in there.
Good.
Fantastic.
In case Buzz dies, we will stuff him.
Right.
And we will mount him. And
yeah, we are all in that stage of our lives where now you
anything
consider things like that, you know, and, you know, it's... We'll just have to wait and see. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Congratulations, guys.
Way to give Buzz the vote of confidence. Yeah. We'll just wait and see.
Wait and see how he's doing.
What we're going to do, really, is when Buzz does die,
right.
And he will die during the term of this contract.
During the term before the option years.
What we will do is we will absolutely go to a taxidermist. We'll have him stuffed, and then we'll split his salary.
Right, exactly.
Between you and me and Rob.
Mm-hmm. The way I want
it. It'll be fantastic. We're going to have them stuffed and painted.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's Andrew from Spokane.
Hi.
I just want to tell all those whiny bitches over on the other side of the state, how does it taste, man? You get all our taxes. You get all the recognition. But this is Andrew from Spokane saying, you can't get the fourth hour, bitches.
Oh, wow.
Hey, let's not have infighting between the cities and the great state of Washington.
Wow.
For goodness sakes.
This beautiful state of Washington. Yeah. I mean, it's just great. I mean, the state that brings you that beautiful country out there and the apples. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus, what the hell's wrong?
Let's clear the lines and get a caller 100. Oh, the good news is we're going to give away this money sometime in the next 3 days.
Good.
With a secret sound, although something tells me that ain't going to be today.
You don't think so?
But, I don't know. Did I already give you the clue that it has to do with electronics?
I think you did.
I think you did, yeah.
I think I did. Well, then you're going to have to live with that. 877-365-3636. Secret sound. Be the 100th caller right now. We have a big show today since we weren't here Friday. We got some of Friday's show coming on today and then some of stuff from other parts of the week coming on today. And
hey, Don.
Yes, Mike.
Playbook's here.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here? I heard about your trouble with Patu. Thought it'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student. The 5 city monks, they've all been killed. It was Patu and his gang.
Where's Patu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Patu, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show. Gorgy. The Don and Mike Show.
It'll drive you nuts. Oh, God. Oh, Eminem. And Vanilla Ice.
Man, oh, man.
It's two. And two dickheads in one.
Marshall Mathers and Robbie Van Winkle.
Hybrid on number 100. And here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you are the 100th caller, my
great.
Friend. What is your name?
Don.
Where are you from, Don?
Claymont, Delaware.
All right, here you go. You have got, I got to ask, what station are you listening on?
WYSP.
Beautiful. Philly?
Yep.
You got a $120 gift certificate to 1-800-Flowers and a box of chocolates.
From that'd
the,
be great.
From the Cheapskates and American Express. It just seems weird that you get $120 worth of flowers,
mm-hmm.
and then American Express says, oh, yeah, and here's a box of chocolate.
Here's some chocolate. Well, you know, it's wonderful to get chocolate.
The plug is for American Express. There's never been a better time to be a card member. Call 1-800-THE-CARD. But wait, there's more. You've also got a $25 gift certificate to Hooters. and the 2003 Hooters calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We do love Hooters and the DVD copy of The Producers, and that is from Best Buy. And the good news about this is it's not the one with Matthew Vehicular Manslaughter Broderick.
Broderick, right.
The original Producers. Wow. Enjoy all of that. And now you'll play for $500 with a common everyday sound that is heard inside, outside, in your car, in the grocery store, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, by youngsters and oldsters in between, and it's an electronic sound. Are you ready?
Yes.
Play you the sound now. Identify it. Win $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Mike Pack Shaker.
Oh, it's another original from Mixmaster Mike.
Yep, absolutely.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The only thing I worry about with you and all of this rapping is that one day we're going to come in and one of your many personas will have killed the others. That damn gangsta rap.
The turkey's basted, the food's been tasted, at the Christmas party, I got wasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For $500, name it and claim it.
The closing of a flip-style cell phone.
The closing of a flip-style cell phone.
The closing of a flip-style cell phone.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
You don't know.
The dance begins.
How close you are.
Well. That's right. The dance begins. Thank you, my friend. And really, this time, every time, I guess it's a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Clue for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You know, I forgot with all the excitement of our new contract. Of course, a thought of the day from fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, please.
Billy, what say you?
I busted my butt.
There you go.
Ouch.
He's quick and to the point.
I busted my butt.
And now I really think he is talking about himself there.
That is the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
I busted my butt.
So, you might be saying to yourself,
self,
gosh, I'm listening to Don and Mike and hearing that they signed this new multi-year contract. And, Don, you must be thrilled. And how's your wife feel? Well, the answer is my wife feels so great that she's out of the country.
Wow.
She,
out of the country?
Yes, she's on a boat.
Was that part of the contract?
She's not one of those boats where everybody gets sick, is she?
It's part of the signing bonus that my wife had to go on a virus cruise.
She's going to China.
No, the deal
on a very slow boat.
The deal is that one of our friends is a travel agent, and the travel agents get this deal when there's a new cruise ship,
right?
That they send it out on a 3-day. It's almost like Gilligan's Island, a three-hour cruise, a three-day test cruise just for travel agents. So she called up Frida and said, you want to go? And, of course, my wife said, I've got nothing else better to do. Of course I'll go.
Wow, what a sweet deal. Yeah.
And as she was leaving, I said, goodbye.
trying to look on your face when you say goodbye.
Trying to fake like I'm there. And then the last thing as she was getting out of the car and getting into the airport, I say, oh, and don't worry about those viruses on the ships.
Right.
Right.
And that set her off because, you know, she's kind of a phobic flyer like you are, Mike.
She's kind of phobic in general like I am, too. I mean, that would be top of mind for
and
her.
She had gotten, like, a Valium or something from the doctor and was going to have a drink before she got on the plane.
Right.
And she was all meted out and feeling real calm, and she hadn't even thought about that. And I said, don't even worry about the viruses down there. I'm sure that new ship's going to be absolutely safe.
No!
And she came back and she said, why? She's got her palms on the side of the car.
Why did you say that?
I'm kidding, honey. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Have a good time.
What a sweet deal, though. She gets to go on. I bet they really like pull out all the stops for travel agents to sell them on, you know, picking their crew.
Yeah. For all I know, some guy named Juan is doing her right now.
Would you like another shrimp? You are very, very beautiful. I was noticing. How do you like my cruise ship? You like the cruise ship?
Yeah, I imagine he's something like the houseboy in the Birdcage.
Would you like to go up on the Lido deck and I will let you touch my snake?
You know that guy, Spartacus, what was his name? It was Spartacus.
You mean from the Birdcage?
From the Birdcage.
Oh, man. Agador Spartacus.
I am Agador Spartacus.
Agador Spartacus. I cannot wear shoes. They make me fall down.
I know your wife. Your wife, she is beautiful. Don, I must have her.
I must have her. I hope you are not offended. She being a beautiful woman, all we had was the ship, the wind, the moonlight, and miles and miles of ocean.
Yeah, I feel real secure sending her off, being as I haven't laid the wood to her in about 6 weeks with my back and everything.
I understand recently your husband was hit by a car, and therefore he is not able to fulfill his obligations. I will be very grateful if you will come over to the Leo deck, and I will put it to you.
I wouldn't be.
Let me sleep out of my tuxedo pants.
I told her when she gets a chance, if sometimes she does this week, give us a call. Let us know what's happening on the SS screw a lot.
If you do not wish to go all the way like that, you will simply come to the Lido deck and perhaps you can taste me. Would you like to taste me?
Also,
come and taste me.
On a family note, I don't think we'll have time today, but tomorrow I'm going to write myself a post-it now to call my brother so he may give all his Christmas wishes.
Very good.
I got the update from my brother. He has moved yet again.
Really?
He's another resident?
Yeah, well, he's moving from place to place in Wisconsin.
And from women to women.
Yeah.
Or woman to woman.
I'm afraid he is, and he'll have an update about that. I want to publicly thank my best buddy right there. There he is, my man, Rob Bay.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
What a wonderful, wonderful move. That Rob and Carrie asked Frida and I to be the godparents for Baby Trip.
They did that on Friday night, right?
And nice. I think that might be the first time Rob kissed me, and then I kissed him many times. And
that was the first time with tongue.
It is truly an honor, Rob.
You know, you guys have been so good to us. You've done an amazing job raising Bart, and it's really, I think we chose the right couple for the job.
Well,
thank you for accepting, and I'll try not to die.
We couldn't be happier. Yeah, I said that to Rob repeatedly.
What is the rule on that? I am a godfather, and
The rule is that your primary job is to see that the child is raised properly in the eyes of God.
Right.
And the secondary role is that if the parents are taken away, that you will raise the child.
And,
I'm a godfather to a child. Mm-hmm. I think one of Dana's.
I'm a godfather, but I think that halfway through, my niece and nephew were asked if they would, go to me if anything ever happened, and I think they chose some other family. Because they said at the time they didn't think they could even keep a dog for 6 months.
And you disregard, sign some papers.
You don't need to punctuate with those wows.
I was shocked.
You do that to me all the time.
I'm sorry, I was shocked. Really,
I wasn't even going to talk about your beard.
I wasn't even going to talk about
that thing on the end of your chin.
Yes. It's not a beard, Mike.
What the hell is that?
It's not a beard.
What is it?
It's a goatee.
No, it's not a goatee.
Yes, it is. I'm going to argue with you
no,
about
no,
this.
No, it's okay. A Van Dyke
a
is,
Van
when,
Dyke is right. When you have the mustache and the beard. If you just have the beard,
But if you have a goatee, even if you have... Now, you don't have a beard. You don't have a mustache.
No mustache.
And... You don't even have, like, an Amish goatee because you don't have a...
No, he's got the beatnik, like, Greenwich Village look.
It is like a woman's pubic area.
Yeah.
Like, if she has it shaved in a landing strip.
It's extremely noticeable.
It's roughly the size of a half dollar.
It is.
And it's nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
I am telling you a true story.
Yeah,
this is years ago. This is when I was... I think when I was married also.
Yeah. Well, I was just reacting. I was shocked.
It might have been between the first and second marriage.
Oh, dear.
But I was a godfather, and then they asked down the road, if something happens to us, and I think they chose some other thing.
Well, I said, why are you doing this to me for?
I think it's a true honor.
And
it is a wonderful honor. Thank you, Rob. And we do love Rob and Carrie and both their kids. And I did spend most of the rest of the evening just come out of his hand, really how touched I was. And then, don't die.
Yeah.
And I was thinking back to when Frieda and I were talking about it. Then later, she said, what if you pulled the Lou Katz on him? And I was thinking how, because you remember, when I... got married to Frieda 21 years ago. There's a disc jockey who had been a buddy of mine for a long time, and I had asked him to be the best man at our wedding, and he said no.
Right.
The dude said no.
Wow.
I still don't know to this day why Lou Katz, he came to the wedding as a guest, why he didn't want to be my best man. I don't know. But I know that it kind of flipped me out, right? And Frieda said to me, did you think about just for a gag, pulling a Lou on Rob.
I wouldn't have wanted to be around if you did that.
That's cold, man.
Dude, that is cold.
That would have been a really sort of a damper on the party, I think.
Right. Would you be the godfather to my son? I just wouldn't feel right.
Ooh, that is cold.
Because that's what Lou said to me.
Wow.
I just wouldn't feel right.
Oh, that's harsh.
That is tough.
Those are the ones you go through with anyway.
You know, I still
wonder.
You
know, I mean, you take the honor.
Absolutely.
I still wonder to this day why he wouldn't.
You should ask him.
You know what? Maybe today's the day.
Catch him in between, like, Brenda Lee and Mariah Carey.
Let me see if we get a ring of Wash.
Yeah, logging a little time with old Wash with the Christmas season and all.
Yeah.
Oh, Holy Night by Mariah Carey.
Great.
I've never heard the song ever sung better than that.
She can sing.
She can sing.
Yeah.
You know, all the crap about Mariah Carey. Every now and then you just get that evidence she can sing. And, man, that song, wow.
That album is a good album.
Is that,
show me where I can get it.
Joe or somebody, line 7, that's a line at Wash that's ringing. If you'll pick it up.
We're in agreement, Rob, on that particular song?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Pick it up, and if Lou Katz, the afternoon disc jockey at Wash, is there, ask him if he'll come on the air. And if he won't come on the air, ask him how come 21 years ago he refused my invitation to be the best man at my wedding.
You know, when we were all working in the same building together, that never came up. And I'm surprised. It must have still been a relatively fresh wound back then.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
You didn't like talking about it. Now you're ready to, you know, you're feeling full of energy and life, and you're ready to purge some of these demons. That's a good thing.
It was good, because I was going to ask him why, because you were actually the second choice. I wanted him to be the godfather of my child, he said he wouldn't feel right. Yeah. So we can get to the bottom of that.
And Rob and I are still in the money in that survivor pool, incidentally.
Wow. You guys did it this weekend?
No.
Well, wait, I thought...
I'm dying yesterday.
Are you? Just coming? Did it come down to you two?
Not yet. No. It could.
It could. Because both Rob and the other guy,
your opponent,
chose Miami to win tonight.
Right.
You see, it's this thing where, like, 12 weeks ago, you pick one team every week.
So if Miami loses tonight, you're in the money, right?
Right. That means Rob's in the money, because Rob and I have a pack to
pass. Right.
So you can only choose a team once to win.
Right.
Like, if you pick, for instance, Tampa Bay... You shoot your Buccaneers wad right there. You can't pick them to win again.
Right.
So I thought I had the safest play.
Yeah.
I call Robbie up and I say, because we were conferring on who we're going to pick, right?
Right. Wouldn't want to pick the same team.
How do you guys go to noon? Is that the deadline?
Yeah,
noon on Sunday.
Noon on Sunday. And it's 47 guys who each put in $25.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a lot of cash. I said
$11.75, but who's counting?
I said, Rob, I'm going with San Francisco against Dallas. I haven't taken the 49ers all year.
Okay.
He goes, smart play. I'm going with Miami.
Because we had discussed on Friday how the biggest point spread of the week involved Houston.
Right.
And you cannot predict.
So there's a chance that all three of you guys will be left standing.
Right. Yeah. But what's important to note is that at least one of us will remain standing. That's guaranteed.
Right, right.
So I call him up yesterday. I'm watching all the games on the dish at the same time. And I call him up and I go, the first call is, I don't want to jinx this, but it's looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, San Francisco's looking pretty good.
Right.
Then I call him back and I go, you are not going to believe this. The 49ers are losing by 10 points with 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob says, oh, hold on a second, Lou Katz is on the phone. Mm-hmm. Rob says, the Cowboys always screw it up in the end.
Right.
Call me back at the end of the game. And yeah, if you weren't right.
They choke. Campo.
4 seconds left.
So you kind of... You might be rooting to lose tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can only win if I lose.
All right, good. Good,
all right, good. Go Bears.
So I root for the Bears tonight.
Joining us now is from Wash FM, Lou Katz. Lou!
Double O!
Oh, hold on, man. Come on, Juan.
Hey. Hey, Double O, what are you doing?
Matt, Frank Sinatra, I'll be home for Christmas, buddy. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you guys just play this a minute ago?
Lou, how does today's modern Jew exist in a 24-hour Christmas format?
It's called bonus check at the end of the radio.
Yeah.
All right. Funny. Lou, did they tell you why I'm calling?
Yeah, Lisa told me why.
Yeah, okay. And I've never asked you this. Lou Katz has been a friend of mine for years and years. Works at Wash FM.
Oh, we go way back, man.
A long time, decades, and I had asked Lou to be the best man at my wedding.
Right.
And he said, he thought about it, and he said, no. And I want to know now that Frieda and I have been married, Lou, it will be 22 years this coming August.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Why did you say no?
Because Kingston said don't do it.
Oh!
know what? I believe that 100%.
Lou, you're exonerated.
Oh, I believe. But you know what? No explanation necessary.
Hey, big segue here, boys.
Okay, let's listen.
97.1 Flash FM. You came for the Christmas music.
And they're coming, guys.
Soft rock, like Eric Clapton.
Oh, Jesus, poor Lou.
Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it sounds like when disc jockeys talk to each other at other radio stations.
Right. Poor Lou.
Okay.
That's grueling. Well, Lou, I'm glad that you answered the question.
Oh, knowing the party's concerned, I completely buy that one.
No, I remember when the whole thing happened. Jeez, it was like yesterday.
Oh, he is a germ. Oh, that is so funny.
Listen, happy holidays, Lou.
Hey, how's the family doing? Everybody okay?
Everybody's doing great. And you?
Everybody's fine. I can't believe it. Max is 8 and Bonnie's 6.
Wow.
How about that?
Congratulations.
How about that double O?
All right, man. Give my love to Frieden, everybody.
All right, Louie.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Frieden is going to die when I tell her that.
And no explanation required.
No.
Makes total sense.
Ugh. That little germ.
Yeah, I mean, he is one. That falls into what he is all about.
See, Lou and I were both disc jockeys at radio station WPGC. This is back in 1980 when I married Frieda. And this germ, Steve Kingston, the guy who got Scott Shannon fired.
That's so funny.
He was the program director.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you one time the entire big deal about, I mean, Frieda had a history of having dated just about every disc jockey in Washington before she finally worked her way to me.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she had dated Steve Kingston. Mm-hmm. And he's nutty about my wife.
He's nutty about women.
And he's...
He had a rap for doing that at every radio station he was at. If he was involved with a woman or had dated a woman or had any interest in a woman whatsoever, he would go bat-ass. Go squirrely about women that were around.
So, I am not surprised that because Lou is the disc jockey and this guy's the program director, that Lou says, hey, Don wants me to be his best man, and Kingston says, don't do it. And Lou says, okay.
And I don't
fault Lou because I'm sure he thought, in some weird way, his job was on the line.
Oh, absolutely.
The boss. Yeah.
And Lou is a mellow, you know, kind of meek guy, and, you know, a guy that really could be influenced like that. And you had a master manipulator in Steve Kingston. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty funny.
Steve Kingston is the same guy who, after Frieda and I had been married, I made the mistake of working for this guy a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time that I was working for him was at B94 in Pittsburgh. And I remember Steve Kingston's girlfriend, now his wife, who incidentally he stole from another disc jockey, Banana Don. Banana Don's girlfriend was Patty.
Yeah, and Banana Don ended up doing pretty well in that deal.
Yeah, he ended up like marrying Miss Universe winner.
Miss America.
Miss America.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Kingston's got this thing going on with the morning guy's girlfriend, the program director. And one day the girlfriend is talking to me, and she's telling me, I've got this impossible love triangle going on where I'm going out with the morning guy, and I'm going out behind his back with the program director.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, the program director tells me that your wife is in love with him. I said, my wife is in love with Steve? And Patty said, oh, yeah. And I said, I'll handle this right now. And I went home, and I got Frieda,
uh-huh.
And I swear to Christ, I remember this like it was yesterday. We went over to Steve Kingston's house.
Mm-hmm.
We knocked on the door. He let us in. He was standing up on top of a giant stairwell, and we were down on the bottom. We just looked right up at him. I said, Steve, why'd you tell Patty that you love Frieda? Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. And Frieda looks right up. She says, stop saying that, Steve. I don't love you. I don't love you. Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, man. Another one of these guys, like when he would call you up, he would always go,
what's happening, man? What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I mean, which is weird right there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And whenever you'd meet him,
what are you doing, Frieda?
That's the way he'd talk. He would talk like he was, this sneaky, nasty little creep.
When I started dating her, he would pull me aside and say,
I want you to know something, man. Don't hurt her. Don't hurt her feelings.
Like, what? You little germ? You little, and really, when I say little,
he
I mean...
He hasn't changed over the years at all, has he?
No, he's very Daniel Snyder size.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just, what a dickweed. So now the mystery's been solved. Why Lou Katz turned me down to be the best man at my wedding?
Good.
Because Steve Kingston told him to.
Bingo.
Oh, I wish we were still on in New York just so Steve Kingston could hear this. He's the program director at K-Rock in New York now.
Didn't he come into the play like last year or something like that,
well,
right?
The deal last year was when I was talking about some of these stories about him,
yeah, that's right,
that he called up and was threatening some kind of legal action.
Right, right.
And we laughed at it. We sat down and laughed, and we said, because he had his general manager call our general manager, and Ken, who's our GM at the time, came up to me and said, I'm going to call Tom back, who's the GM at K-Rock, and tell him, tell Steve to get a life, that I'm allowed to, I'm allowed to tell stories about my life.
I believe the word is megalomaniac.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it applies.
Wow. So
and with a Napoleonic complex. Mm-hmm. The Napoleon complex.
Steve Kushner, Steve Kingston, is the reason that Louis Katz wasn't the best man at my wedding.
And now you know.
And they're guys that, Kingston comes to mind, a guy like Harvey Fisher comes to mind.
You know, and
little megalomaniacs want to just control everything.
And God knows, I've been holding a grudge against Lou for over 20 years. Mm. I mean, I know that within the last couple of years, my wife had seen Lou somewhere and came home and said, Lou really wants to talk to you. Here's Lou's email address. Here's his phone number. And I've never returned the calls or the emails.
It sounded to me like Lou was waiting for 20 years to get that off his chest. He screamed it. Steve Kingston told me not to.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Jesus. Okay. Well, great. I'm glad we brought it up on the air.
Pretty funny stuff. Amazing.
Radio's a small circle of people.
Yep.
All of us are buddies.
Hey, man. Toronto Marsh could be the best man at his wedding. Don't do it, man.
And you know, Kingston said that knowing that Lou would say that to me, knowing that would destroy me, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lou was one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you only ask one of your best friends to be your best man.
Think about the type of individual that would do that. Think about the kind of man that would say to another man, don't be, best man. And I bet I would lay odds that you had mentioned to Kingston before you asked Lou that you were going to ask Lou to be best man in your wedding.
I bet I probably had.
He was probably on the phone 10 minutes later.
Jesus Christ!
Just the way those guys operate.
Yep.
Wow!
And they're in show business a lot, and they're normally behind the scenes guys, and they're not wonderful people.
Well, I apologize, Lou, for all the bad things I've thought about you for 20 years.
You maintained a friendship, at least when I met Lou, long after your wedding.
We were always cordial,
right?
But Lou and I were never as close.
I would imagine that was kind of a bitter situation. I mean, I know I would be hurt.
Something we just never discussed.
And because he wanted to hurt you. That's why it was done. Because he was jealous.
Steve Kingston.
Mm. That's amazing. That is amazing. Put that in the book.
Steve Kushner. Hey, Lou, how come you turned me down to be my best man? Because Kingston said to. Wow. Yeah. Dickweed.
And probably unsaid under threat of his job.
Yeah.
Implied, at least.
Without saying.
After the wedding, do you remember to get your tux dry cleaned?
Yeah.
I got to bring in someday some wedding pictures where you're going to see there's one picture where Kingston's there.
Right.
And Lou's there.
Right.
And the disc jockey that I guess... Steve couldn't intimidate into not...
Who was the best man? Who was the best man?
Dave Fox.
Dave Fox, okay.
Dave Fox is my best man. Well, what a douchebag Kingston is.
Unbelievable.
God damn.
Now you don't like him.
Boy, I didn't like it before, Robbie, but now I really...
And I would imagine at the time, because I remember listening to you when you were, working with Lou on the air, and I remember listening, you guys had a great working relationship on the air, and I would imagine that the confusion was almost as great as the hurt.
I remember, I realize it's not like a faggot for saying this, but I remember exactly where we were when Lou just said, hey, man, I can't do it. And I said, why? And he said, I just can't. I'm honored, but I can't. And I went home that night and I said to Frieda, I don't get, Lou's like one of my two or three best friends in the world.
Got it, really. I mean, when you ask somebody to be your best, and it was that guy. Wow.
And now I know why. God damn that rat bastard, Steve Kingston. Well, he'll be pissed that we signed the new contract with Infinity.
Oh, he's going to hate it.
Yeah.
He's going to be pissed.
He is going to hate
it. He's going to be pissed. He can just eat my BM.
Right.
You rat bastard. Steve Kingston.
Wow.
I got half a mind to call him up right now.
I'd love you to.
What am I doing? 2125. I just
says, go. For what city and state?
New York City.
Thank you. Yeah. What listing?
The business line for WXRK.
Please hold while the operator looks for that number.
Hey, Rob, here's the pen. Would you write it down? That's why these things are worthless. Because you say the number,
right?
And then you still, no matter how elementary it is to find the number,
it buys them time.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. A stall tactic.
212.
We'll find out.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know that's what he'll say.
Well, of course he'll say it.
All right, this part I got to do off the air.
Yeah.
Man, I can't do this part even through the headphones thing.
I know.
Yeah, Steve Kushner, please. I'm on hold now, listening to some of today's best rock.
Rock!
He's great at picking the records.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve there. Yeah. Michael Source.
This is sweet.
So I won't tell him that I'm on the air. I just say, hey, dude, I just talked to Lou. How come you told him not to be my best man?
Right.
Oh, dear.
This is a good thing.
Wow.
I'm still waiting.
Goes back a long time.
Yeah. I'm still waiting. Got the think music happening.
You thinking right now?
Well, no. I guess he's thinking. I guess he's looking at the flashing light, deciding if he's going to pick the phone up or not.
Yeah, always a big decision. And also,
yes, I am. Michael Source. I'm with his past.
Long past? No, your past.
Yeah, I'm with his past.
He'll know who you are. He's probably playing a game already.
Yeah. Second person now. Are you holding for Steve? Yes.
One of the ultimate game players. One of the ultimate game players.
And the type of guy pissing him off to no end that I'm talking about this on the radio. Absolutely pissing him off
sure.
to no end.
He's not your program director anymore. He can't manipulate you anymore.
Jesus Christ. Poor Lou. I've hated Lou secretly for 20 years.
Stand-up guy, Lou, probably, never could have let that out a long time ago, but didn't do it.
Nope.
Probably held on to that for a while.
Wow. Come on. Listen to what I'm having to listen to. No. Hello? Hello?
They're sneaky.
Hello?
They'd have somebody monitor and find out down here if it was on down here. Or Philly.
Hello?
And then...
This is Michael Source. Is Steve? Yeah. Hey, I just had a quick question. I was just talking to Lou Katz. And it was a long time ago. But why'd you tell him not to be my best man? At my wedding? I just talked to Lou and said, I was talking on the air about how Lou wasn't my best man at my wedding. And I said, how come you weren't? And he said, you told him not to. Lou Katz. Yes. Right. Yes, he did. It's funny.
Oh.
Don't recall, have no reason to say. Okay. Yep. See ya.
There you go.
He knows now that you know.
That's a good thing.
You're going to have to be in touch with Lou.
Yeah,
because you know he will be in touch with Lou.
I got to warn Lou now.
Yeah, you got to warn Lou. Definitely warn Lou.
I got to warn Lou.
Yeah, definitely warn Lou that that's coming. Because, you know, don't. Just make sure you move those chess pieces around because, this, you know, as long as you warn Lou, he knows it's coming, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Take this one off the air, too.
Because you know that's the next thing he's going to do. Sure. Hey, man, what are you doing saying that to Drew? You said you would never say that. You said you'd never repeat this.
You promised.
Blow it out your butt.
What a dick. This is healthy.
And he didn't know. He picks up the phone finally. Hello? I said, yeah, how you doing? He says, who's this? And I said, Michael Source. Who's it?
Geronimo?
Yeah. Who else do you think, douche?
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, God. Oh, now Lou's not answering his request line.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's not like Kingston's going to have a line to get to Lou. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, yeah, and then we'll just get the message to Lou.
Put that on hold.
Get the warning to Lou that you told.
Lisa, just give him the warning that I told Kingston. That's all.
Yeah, it was great, too.
That's all.
That's fantastic. Good. Now he knows. Now he knows! Mission accomplished. Well, a little closure there.
Do I feel better?
If Lisa's the 12th caller, does she get the prize or do you?
Wow. Do I feel better?
Yeah, that's good. That was a good move.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Congratulations on your new contract.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You referred to the syndication guys that you were going to have to meet with.
Yeah.
Okay. You let them know they F with the show in Philly, they F with me.
Very good.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate the support, sir.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thank you. All right.
Hope they're listening. I hope all the powers that be are listening to that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Okay. This is not the how you doing guy.
How you doing?
No, it's not.
No, you're a fake how you doing guy.
Not the same guy.
I'm from Sacramento. I love you, Don and Mike. I just wanted to call you. It's an opportunity I rarely get.
I might now. Come right, on,
well, you. Way to make the most of it.
Our doors are open to Sacramento.
I'm not doing the dance anymore for Sacramento, but at least I can discipline the caller.
You know, that thing that God says, when one door closes, another one opens. Okay. The door is closed.
I understand.
The door is temporarily closed on Seattle, which means it's open for Sacramento.
Just bear with me, Don. I'm still upset after watching The Sopranos last night.
All right.
Hey, well, I missed you guys on Friday. I was wondering what was the...
I.
There, now you know. Good night.
It was a good day, Don Mike.
It's all about you.
Goodbye, my friend.
Can I say Buzz and Rob?
F you.
Goodbye. Okay. Goodbye, friend. We're up on a break. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what?
For me, that was like a catharticism.
Oh, and what I love about that is the fact that you know, not only the moment of discovery, moment of closure, all within the same radio break.
Beautiful. Let me give you a quick, I do this in 1 minute, update on how your team did. If you're listening to us on a radio station that has a football team, Redskins. I'll say this. At least Spurrier's a stand-up guy. He said he's not coaching them good enough. They sucked against the Giants yesterday. Eagles once again. I guess it doesn't matter who's a quarterback. I think Donovan McNabb, when he comes back, knows that he doesn't have to do it all by himself. Eagles, I got to say, either second or third best team in the NFC.
Right.
Right now. Seattle Seahawks. They got junk points at the end that don't really count. They got to get a defense. San Francisco 49ers. They're the Denver Broncos of the NFC. Sorry, San Francisco, you're not as good as you think you are. The Raiders are going to be in the Super Bowl this year, my friend. The Oakland Raiders had a big victory over San Diego. Packers last night turned it on in the second half. I think it's right now in the NFC, you got Tampa Bay, then you got Green Bay and the Eagles, and whatever order you want those.
So one of those three teams could go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Kingston on 444 will not go on air.
Wow.
Of course. Let me
you know
see
what?
Also.
You want the best. You want advice. You want advice.
Yeah.
You can let him know. You took care of it. Let him twist. Let him twist.
Yeah. Amen. Tell him I'm busy, Lisa.
There you go.
Tell them I'm doing a show.
Amen. Way to go. Good job.
Packers also wanted to say, what the F was going on at the end of that game last night?
Mm-hmm.
What, with the Vikings player giving the finger and people throwing stuff at him at the end of the game last night?
They had a little controversy.
The fans in the stands. Rob?
Yeah?
No one back there's picking up. Tell them I'm busy.
Sir? Are you there? I believe he heard you on hold because he's gone.
And also,
hold on,
let me say... New Orleans Saints, you lost some respect in my eyes yesterday. You're not quite as good as I thought you were. And Ravens, way to hang in there.
There you go. That's how I see the football.
Very good.
Got a break, and we weren't here Friday, so we do have a Friday favorite that we will get to right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Well, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let... No, but... You don't... Would you just... Let me... Give me... Let me get... Let me get... You're not... Give me a...
Oh. Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we didn't have music ready.
America's favorite inebriants, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So last-minute emergency music. We didn't, like, have any Foo Fighters ready. let me see. We're going to get to a Friday favorite here in a second. Even though it's Monday, I know we weren't here Friday with the contract and everything. I'll tell you on tomorrow's episode, we are going to finally get the definitive list of our top 20 hottest women of 2002.
Very good.
Something we've started three or four times this year alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wind that up tomorrow. Plus tomorrow, as I mentioned, my brother Jim and his Christmas greeting to all of you.
Right.
I do believe Hunt for Cash time.
Ah!
Probably at a shopping mall.
No.
Also, God, we have so much stuff to get in here. Rondé dialing for holiday transvestites. We got for Christmas time the Black Peter story. And
oh, yes.
Calls to, where is that we call? Amsterdam for Black Peter.
Mm-hmm.
The Auntie Lola story, the Hamburger James story.
Yay.
And we, of course, on Wednesday, which will be our last show of the year, we'll give away all the cash that we have left.
Yes, our accumulated cash. It's a wonderful holiday celebration.
And did I forget to mention it's Dick Van Patten's birthday?
You did forget.
That we will try to call Casa Van Patten.
Very good.
In a second. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
Calling because you kind of said you lost respect for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, they should have killed the Ravens yesterday.
Well, we did it.
No, you did not kill them.
Yes, well, yes.
No, you did. It was not a decisive victory.
Well, we beat Tampa Bay twice. We beat Green Bay.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about yesterday.
We beat San Francisco.
Listen, New Orleans is not even the fourth best team in the NFC. I'm sorry, it's true.
Well, we're going to see when we go to the playoffs and we win the NFC South.
Good day to you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So there's that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
Hi there.
Portland.
Why no Patriots in your roundup? We're syndicated up here.
I guess technically
that would be that Portland, Maine's football team would be the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Patriots.
Outstanding victory yesterday. Outstanding.
Second time in a row over Bledsoe. It was a fantastic game.
Outstanding victory yesterday.
Really, Portland, Maine is more Red Sox country than Patriots country.
Oh, no, it's not. We're
it is,
Patriots.
Too, you hump. I know that.
Right, goodbye. Goodbye. Let's get to
it. You're from Portland to Foxborough. How many of you need to make that drive every day?
Hump. Let's do this, hump. Now, we didn't do this Friday. We are going to get to it today. Now, I want to make sure that I get everything right. The character is named Grissom.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
But the actor is William Peterson, and of course, he's on that.
Kill Grissom.
My favorite show, your favorite, everybody's favorite show, CSI.
I heard about your little dilemma. Your dilemma with your program director?
Oh, you mean the one from the past?
Ask yourself this.
Oh, hold on. Let me get your thing ready.
Ask yourself one question.
What's that?
Concentrate on what cannot lie, the evidence. Then he'll figure it out. Am I coming in then? Bye.
I hit the wrong button.
Hold on.
I got to let him back in.
Please, come
back in and give me that one again. I got your stinger ready.
Let me back up. Concentrate on what cannot lie, the evidence. By Gil Grissom. Bye. CSI.
You know, Sal, whenever Grissom says anything, one of his standard cliches, they always have that music sting.
Absolutely. You ask me any question about your current dilemma. I understand you have an investigation going on. Yeah, an investigation regarding your former program director who ill-advised an individual to not be best man at your wedding.
Yeah, and as it turns out, I was holding a grudge for 20 years against this guy who was just, you know, just blindly acting on an order from some other guy.
That's interesting. I only have one observation on that. Surgical teams normally use dry ice to pack organs shipped for transplant.
That has nothing to do with my situation with the guy who was going to be my best man.
Well, different MO, same signature. Signature killers never want to get caught, and they won't stop till they do. Crossing boundaries, that's usually the mark of an unknown signature homicide. And I noticed that the orbital bone was fractured and also the mandibular. Our killer didn't like the face at all. But my specialty is really insects. That's what I'm really excited
about. Yeah, no, and CSI, this guy Grissom, he's all into bugs.
Bugs and worms also. The worms go in, the worms go out, the worms play pinochle on your snout. I've been doing some investigating around your staff. Oh, I'm wondering if there's a chance that I could talk to a few of them.
Now, is this an official CSI investigation?
Well, it's whatever you want it to be, Don. You'd like it to be official, it could be official. How do you feel about it?
I'd like it to be an official CSI investigation.
Well, first of all, let's. Who would you like me to bring in first?
How about you start with me? Go ahead. My life is pretty much an open book. Investigate me.
Well, let me just say that it's finally nice to meet the man responsible for all those floaters. Laugh if you will. Don?
Yes.
Show me your hands. If you look closely at Don's hands,
again.
Yes, periodically you'll see a number of Band-Aids on his fingers.
Yeah. I have two Band-Aids on my fingers
now, today. Now, hold on a second. He'll tell you it's dry skin, but what he won't tell you is the truth.
What?
Now, those Band-Aids are covering struggle abrasions. Those are struggle abrasions that you have all over your hands. Consistent with the scratch marks from Don's victims. Oh. We were called in last year when several floaters were discovered in the Potomac River. The one constant was that all the victims were elderly. I mean, really elderly. Out of the five bodies we found, not one was under 85. A DNA swab of Don's mouth revealed arteriopancreatitis, a condition that only exists in people with an irrational desire to get rid of senior citizens who they believe have already outlived their usefulness to society. Now, these people believe they are doing the world a favor by what they barbarically call thinning the herd. We'll take a look in the back of Don's SUV. We found chloroform, a gray wig, and a package of complimentary bingo tickets.
Mm.
Bingo, Don. I guarantee your white Christmas won't be floating in the river this year. Thank you very much.
You aced me. I kill old people.
It's the floaters. You're the floater killer. You found your 85-year-old victims floating in the Potomac River. We know you would lure them to bingo games wearing a wig, and then you would fight them off. And they would beat you.
What about...
I'm sorry.
What about
my train of thought?
You know, I don't know where Mike went. Do you have any thoughts about my friend Mike O'Mara?
Thorough investigation.
My best buddy?
Once we found out that you were responsible for the floaters, we did a thorough investigation of Mike O'Mara. He came up clean. Not a mark. Not anything at all. He's completely exonerated. Merry Christmas, Mike. You deserve it. Anybody else that we can talk to here?
Well, what about Rob Spiewak?
We're saving him for last.
Okay, what about Buzz Burbank?
Buzz Burbank. Oh, my. This isn't going to be easy for you. Buzz, would you come in here, please?
So Mike O'Mara is totally exonerated.
Mike O'Mara is clean. Clean as a whistle. I sure wish everybody had his record. He came up clean. Lily White. Pure as the driven snow, as you were. Absolutely. Mike's doing great. The few things we revealed about Mike were things he didn't want people to know. The charity work. The help for the homeless. The doling out $100 bills to people that he thought were needy. These are things Mike keeps to himself because he's so good. Hello, Buzz.
Hi. Buzz.
Nobody likes to report death and destruction more than Buzz, and some of our team members found out the news doesn't fit Buzz. He'll come to the news himself, if you know what I mean. Or at least he'll watch it through your bedroom window.
Oh, no.
For about 2 years, residents have reported visits from a peeping Tom/flasher. There's never been a good description until now. One of the women reported the flasher indicated he was missing something that most people have, a belly button.
Uh-huh.
The flasher would stand outside the windows of Georgian colonial homes for hours, and when the time was right, he'd gently tap the glass, show off his genitals, say, wow, and make a roadrunner sound. And then he would disappear into the night.
Is that so wrong?
Well, I've got one thing for you, Buzz. When our team heard the no navel description, we got a warrant for Buzz Burbank's rock ports. And the soil samples for the victim's yards came up a perfect match for Buzz's shoes.
Uh-oh.
Plus, the DNA under the windows on the grass below matched the sample we took from Buzz's Taiwan basket. Not a peep, Buzz.
Okay.
You're going to jail.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How about if we're going to save Rob for last?
Not exactly a naval observatory.
Thank you, Rob. What about our own Joey Ardinger? Oh,
yeah. Step in here for a second, Joe.
Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener.
Come right in, Joe.
Great guy at the party on Friday night.
Incidentally, so far you're being very cooperative, Don, and I appreciate this. I think we could do. Joe, could I see your palms, please? Palms up. Now turn them over. Hold them right there. You see those fingernails?
Yes, I do.
Now look closely. You'll see what appears at first to be a white powdery substance. That's seminal fluid. Many different types also. It's normally collects under the fingernails of men who pursue this line of work. Show those nails again. These remnants appear to be years, even decades old, indicating a pattern of neglectful hygiene, but consistent with what I have suspected all along.
What?
This man is an obvious male prostitute. And his clients are exclusively men.
Oh.
This is common among younger men who need to support their need for pharmaceuticals, or farms, as they're known in the gay prostitution. Look no further, Nancy. We've got the John, or in this case, the Joe. And he's going away for a long time. Thank you very much, Joe. And clean those fingernails.
Let me see. Lisa Herndon.
Very good.
Lisa Herndon.
Let's bring her in.
Where is lovely Lisa?
There's no business like jizz business.
You've done a CSI profile of every, you know.
Gentlemen, may I present the soccer killer.
What's interesting is you've had bad things to say about everybody thus far except Mike.
I have a report on Mike. Good guy. Clean guy.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, take a bow. She's the soccer killer.
Wow.
2 months ago, human heads began showing up in an athletic bag all around the country. Fiber samples led us to a small recreational facility where co-ed soccer games occur semi-regularly in Northern Virginia. We interrogated several of the players, and they informed us that Lisa would routinely leave the soccer games with different male players. They'd never be seen again.
Oh.
It was also reported that Lisa's car was often driven away by an ape-like man with thinning hair. We dusted Lisa's house and found DNA evidence that indicated several of the victims had spent time in her home. There was also overwhelming evidence of splatter, both blood and BM. When officers examined Lisa's basement refrigerator, we found a human head.
God.
And we found our perp. When her monkey accomplice confessed, he said that Lisa would strangle her victims after lovemaking, decapitate them, and then play soccer with the frozen head, all the while screaming, "Take that, Don and Mike." It's game time, Lisa. But this game's ending in the Women's Correctional Facility. Thank you very much. Suits, scores, and a goal, 6 feet under. Thank you very much.
And now I know.
One of the things you might not realize is that every member of your staff, every single one of them, has actually been participating in several heinous murders over the years. All of your people, except Mike, who is clean.
Oh.
And his record comes up completely clean. As a matter of fact, a model citizen, I would nominate him for a Nobel Prize. Oh. All of your people here surrounding you, including salespeople as well, all have done horrible things. Tim McWilliams, Madonna, Paul Gorgi, several of your people that work here, all of them have extensive criminal backgrounds.
But now you wanted to say this big lug for last.
This isn't going to be pretty.
Oh. Rob?
Hi, Gilbert. Right,
gentlemen, you're looking at the face of hate. For about a decade, this office has been working with the Bureau to get a handle on hate crimes. This investigation was exhaustive in its intensity. And finally led us to the main source of hate in the United States. He's right here. Rob Spiewak. We
searched his modest residence in a quiet Northern Virginia suburb. Our CSI investigators combed through the Spiewak home and retrieved enough evidence to convict 10 men, much less Robbie himself. The most incriminating evidence was a dog-eared copy of Mein Kampf, a 1950s for whites-only drinking fountain, and our most unusual item, a 1970s campaign poster for George McGovern that our lab later concluded was covered with Rob's urine. His walls were covered with O'Reilly Factor calendars, and several key dates were highlighted, including Adolf Hitler's birthday and the release date of The Little Rascals on DVD. The only thing I know is that we've got our man, and his name is Rob Spiewak.
No.
Absolutely. The worms go in, the worms go out. The worms go all over your snout.
So let me see if I got this right. You think I kill old people?
Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie.
What did he do?
Kiss the girls and made them cry. And then put the heads in a duffel bag.
You think that I kill old people? Uh-huh. Buzz, what do?
I flash in people's windows.
And Joe is a male gay prostitute.
Right. I can explain it this way. It's very simple. I do all this investigative work, and if you have a problem with it, you can check it in my lab, but it's not necessary because insects arrive at a corpse like summer follows spring. What I do is determine time of death. I watch the insects mature from eggs to larvae to adults, and I count backwards. It's called linear regression. Thank you. That's exactly how it works.
Do you know any Dr. Seuss?
Green eggs and ham. Do you like green eggs and ham? Do you like them, Sam I Am? Do you like them if they're covered with worms and are on a corpse, a dead body with flies around them? Old MacDonald had a farm. Tony got kicked out by Carm. Very interesting. Take a look at the gun. It's under the curio. That's why Carm wanted to bang Furio.
All right, we're here with Grissom. First name is...
Gil.
None of you will get a pass. I've got a wild hair up my ass.
Gil Grissom. Except for Mike.
Yes. My name is Gil Grissom. Would you like to see my right bosom? Thank you so much.
You know what I had for lunch today?
What did you have?
A Helgenburger.
A Helgenburger. You're familiar with my co-star.
Yes.
Marge Helgenberger. A great ass. Fox and Socks, Bagel and Locks, Courtney Cox. You see where we're going with this right now.
Steve the Hendricks caller right now at 877-365-3636. If you want to play Jeopardy, we have a champion, so we need a challenger.
I see your computer is very good modem. Would you like to touch my scrotum?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love the Arbotron. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Well, thank you for your support with the Arbotron ratings. We're playing Jeopardy. We normally do it on Friday, but we weren't here on Friday.
Right.
We're not going to be here this coming Friday. And we're here with Grissom from CSI. And what are you pondering over there?
I'm noticing you have a Dale Earnhardt statue in the corner of our office over here.
Yeah.
No, he's dead.
Yes.
No, it wasn't necessarily an accident.
Oh, Dale Earnhardt.
Dale, dead and pale. Watch out the auto trail. This statue here is...
I don't know if you heard the theory.
I think they see evidence of splatter.
God needed another driver.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's the story behind Dale.
There seems to be evidence of splatter all over this studio. Our DNA investigators would have a field day and take this back to the lab. Splatter on the walls, chairs, some of your furniture in here, and not to mention your clothing. Oh. Both you and your partner seem to have evidence of splatter on your clothing.
You mean the angelic Mike actually has splatter on him?
Hold a second. Let me take out my spray bottle for just a second here.
Okay.
Rob, yeah. Could you handle that spray bottle up at the top, please? That's for my kit. Thank you very much. This will only take a moment. All right? Just give me a moment here.
All right.
All right. Bear with me. Very good. Now, could you shut the lights off, please? All right.
There I see. Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
You've got blood splatter all over your Green Bay Packers shirt.
Look at that glow.
Let's take a look at Mike's. He's clean.
Hey, turn the lights back on. And let's play low-budget Jeopardy.
This is low-budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger. This is an individual who is a pharmacist from Baltimore. Say hi to Curtis Stimler.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, LQ.
Hi there.
Now entering the studio is a returning champion. His one-day total is $65. He's an accountant from Columbia. Let's say hi to David Keith.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, LQ. Hey, Grissom.
Hey, Dave, being a returning low-budget Jeff Hardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
Well, last time I was on, you thought I sounded like a fag, so I took all of my winnings and I went to a titty bar.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Curtis and David, please do not screw with LQ and say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, guys. And here are your categories. And they are yesterday's starting quarterbacks, NFL style. Celebrity news. Who makes that 1970s car? Guess the celebrity bra size. And Nuon Divid. Griff, what are you looking at?
There seem to be evidence of scratch marks all over this studio. There's been a struggle in here. Perhaps even more than a struggle. Perhaps a death struggle. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind there's been a death gurgle in here. And your evidence of blood splatter on your shirt would indicate that you might have been involved in that struggle. And, of course, the marks on your hands.
But then again, Mike?
See these ligature marks right here? That would indicate somebody's fought you off at one point.
But what about Mike?
Clean. As a whistle.
That's starting quarterback, celebrity news, who makes that 70s car, celebrity bra size, and new on Divid, and Curtis. Curtis, my man, we'll start with you.
Yes, LQ. I'll take yesterday's starting quarterback for $1.
All right, yesterday he started for your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who is Mark Brunell?
Right. There you go.
$1 for you, Curtis. Continue, please.
I'll take same category.
Yesterday, he started for your Houston Texans.
Who is David Carr?
Right again.
$2 for Curtis. He's doing quite well at the
Let's
stage.
Close it out.
All right. He started yesterday for your St. Louis Rams.
Who is Jamie Martin?
Wow, good pull. That's right.
$3, Curtis. Curtis?
Yes.
Are you cheating? Curtis, are you cheating?
No.
It's a simple question. There's definitively evidence of a BM meal in here. Someone's been eating it. Lots of BM. Plates of it. That's all. I'll ask more questions later.
Okay.
Continue and proceed, Curtis.
Let's go celebrity news for $1.
Celebrity news. He dangled his infant outside a hotel room balcony.
Who is Michael Jackson?
Right, yeah. That's like a no-brainer. Go again, please.
Thank you, okay. I'll take $2.
Named People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
Who is Ben Affleck?
Wow, this guy is a buzzsaw.
Not quite the no-brainer of the previous question. If you want to talk about no-brainer, you should have come to my last crime scene. No-brainer, no teether, no nothing. The body was decomposing rather badly, and obviously there have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Please proceed, Curtis.
All right, I'll take let's close out the category. $3.
He is dead. Creator of Monday Night Football.
Who is Artie Ruinage?
That's funny.
David, here's an opportunity for you to steal.
Who is Rune Arledge?
Rune Arledge, right.
$3.
Rune.
David is on the board. Our
Rune
returning
Arledge.
Champion, Rune Arledge.
And
no evidence that that was simply death by natural causes either. He's a very powerful man with enemies in very high places.
Mm. Can you place Rudy Marsky at the time of his death?
I cannot. I've been interviewing Rudy Marsky, and there's evidence of splatter all over his pants. Either blood or BM, but it seems to be digestive fluid. Seems like he's vomited quite frequently. In his own lap. All right, Curtis, I'm sorry, David, you're in control.
I'll take Nuon Divid home video for one, please.
Nuon Divid, all right, stars Anthony Hopkins. Right.
Curtis, your chance to steal.
Bad company.
Bad company.
Little thing with Chris Rock.
I've received some new information from our lab. Would you like to hear the results?
Yes, please.
Repeated examination of Mike's workstation. What we find here, evidence of brilliance. Thank you. David, you're still in control.
Stay with that same category for two, please.
stars the voice of Michael J. Fox?
What is Stuart Little, too?
Right.
$2 for you, David. Wait for to get that question.
Close it out.
Stars Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
Tom Cruise, not for you.
Curtis.
What is Minority Report?
Right.
$3 back in control for you, Curtis.
Let's go with who makes that 1970s car?
All right, great.
1970s car, Curtis. You familiar with those?
No.
Ever own one?
Yes.
Ever drive one?
Yeah.
You've owned and driven a 70s car?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Continue, please.
For one, Firebird.
Who is Pontiac?
Right.
$1 for you, Curtis. Select again, please.
Same category.
Camaro.
Who is Chevy?
Yeah, Chevy.
$2.
Right, let's finish the category.
Pinto.
Who is Ford?
Right.
So it's oddly enough that Curtis here has run another category, gotten all the answers correct. I find that disturbing and a little concerning. I think Curtis is cheating.
How could he possibly be cheating?
I think that he's cheating, and I also think we found our killer.
These are not exactly hard questions that we're throwing out there.
A total of $18. Plenty of money to get out of the country. All right, go again, Curtis.
I'll take Celebrity Boss Eyes for one.
Jennifer Lopez.
What is 36D?
J-Lo, no. 36D, think how gigantic those boobs
are. It's a D.
There's good evidence that Curtis might be trying to throw you off the trail by that incorrect answer. David, why don't you answer the question? Let's see where you go with this.
I don't mean to throw you on the correct trail, but what is 34C?
Nope. J-Lo, 34B.
After extensive moccasin testing, Mike O'Mara's workstation and his feet show no evidence of foot odor whatsoever. He's clean. Curtis, you're in control.
Celebrity bra size for two.
Martha Stewart.
Name.
What is 36D?
No.
David, chance to steal.
What is 36C?
Yes, Gris.
Gil, what is guilty?
Yeah, she's guilty.
Why do you think they call it guilty?
34B. There's something wrong in the world.
I can also swim underwater.
You're guilty. Okay. Thank you. There's something wrong with both Jennifer Lopez and Martha Stewart have the same bra size.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. One of them is lying. I mean, it's clear evidence that Martha Stewart is lying. Then again, J-Lo might be lying as well with her string of husbands and her inconsistent pattern of domestic relationships. In any event, Curtis, you're still in control, and I'm watching you because I know all the details about those 70s cars you drove.
All right. I'll take Celebrity Boss Eyes for three.
Final question on the big board. She stars on CSI. Marge Helgenberger.
What is 34B?
No.
David, your opportunity to steal.
What is 36C?
No. Nope. She's a 36B.
I got the answer. What is a handful? I like them. They're like little strawberries.
That's the end of the first round. Gris, who's got what here?
I'll tell you right now, we've got Curtis with $18, David with $5, and a simple pH balance test proves Mike O'Mara is rarely sober. He's drunk and clean.
Here's your final low-budget Jeff Hardy category, and it is Oscar.
Oh.
I know it's not even until next March, but already this person has been named host of the 2003 Oscar Awards.
Really?
It's not until next March.
You're sure?
Yeah.
All right.
But this person has been named host of the 2003 Oscars. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a Gil grab bag. The perfect gift item for your junior crime scene investigator. It's a wonderful little grab bag for all fans of my show. It includes rubber gloves, fingerprint powder, a police flashlight, and a chemical BM analysis kit, along with a cool jacket and a plastic comb and some fake vampire teeth, some fake blood, a nose with mustache glasses, and some gum. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex.
Thank you, Gris.
It's in town now on JFK with cash for you and me.
All right.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
We're going to get a winner here. Who's the guy in second place?
Winner, chicken dinner. David is our backup guy.
He's in second.
He's in second place with $5, but he is our returning champion.
Dave, he will host the Oscars this year.
Total guess. Who is Billy Crystal?
Negative.
No, Curtis. It's now Curtis's chance, right?
Curtis? Yeah. Who is Steve Martin?
Steve, yeah, there's your winner right there. It's Steve. Steve Martin hosting the Oscars, and that means Curtis is the winner. Dave, don't go away mad. Just go away. Now, here is Gris from CSI who keeps... When Mike's doing this bit, he keeps looking at me the way that Liam Peterson looks.
Looks just like him.
Around the corner.
Okay, let's give him his money and then we'll chat.
Okay.
All right. Curtis, you double your score to $36. We throw in a total of $25 for a $61 total for you. Congratulations, you are low-budget Jeopardy champion, Curtis Stimler.
Thank you, LQ and Griffin.
And now let's give David his parting gifts. Your one-day winning total, you get to keep it, is also in the neighborhood of the 60s. $65 for you, David Keith.
Thank you.
That's good. And here are your parting gifts. You want a $25 gift certificate to Hooters and a 2003 Hooters calendar.
That's nice.
For your holiday shopping at Hooters, a gift card that works just like cash. Go to Hooters everywhere. You can also purchase the 2003 20th anniversary Hooters Girls calendar. But wait,
there's more!
You want a DVD box set of the award-winning miniseries Band of Brothers. The perfect holiday gift available on DVD and VHS from HBO Video wherever videos and DVDs are sold today.
There's more!
You want a blockbuster prize pack including $20 worth of gift cards featuring characters from the animated family comedy Ice Age available now at Blockbuster. Ice Age stars the voices of Ray Romano, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Leary. Make it a blockbuster night, but wait.
There's more!
You want a Simon Mall $150, I'm sorry, check that, $50 gift certificate. Interesting, we just took $100 away from you. That's to be used at St. Charles Town Center or any of other Simon Mall nationwide. Simon Mall, I remember him. Wasn't he the hillside head eater?
Never heard of him.
After boiling in Benedict's solution, your underpants show more stool than Bob Hope's.
Curtis, Dave, thank you guys.
Thank you.
And hold on a second.
Hey, LQ.
Yeah.
I know Grissom may suspect something of this, but since it's the holidays, I was wondering if it would be possible to donate my $65 winnings to your favorite charity or to Slow Joe.
You mean to give to Joe Ardinger?
Yes, I know Grissom might suspect something.
I totally do. It would seem to me you were chosen by Joe because he wanted you to play the game. Later on, you would transfer your money to Joe at an undisclosed location, and then you would have gay sex because we've established the fact that Joe is a male prostitute. Beware.
I heard last week he was in some need, and I know, you know.
All right, shut up, you. Hold on. Just keep the money.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. And, Chris, what can I say? It's been a first having you on the show.
Just remember one thing for me, okay?
What's that?
Concentrate on what cannot lie, and that is the evidence. That
gotcha.
Is the one thing I impart to you. Remember that, and you'll be all set.
And don't you have anything at all bad to say about Mike? I mean, you've said awful stuff about all of us, but you keep saying great stuff about Mike.
Would you like me to swab his chair?
What, would you please?
Let me do that for a second.
Yeah.
Rob, could you give me the spray bottle, please? Oh, it's right over here.
Swab Mike's chair.
Hold on just a second, all right?
Finally, we'll see if there's anything that comes up on Mike.
Everybody, I need silence in here for this, please. Let me just do this. I'm going to spray the chair. Now, just give this a minute. It'll come to the surface. Still waiting.
And?
Nothing. Clean.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Hold on a second.
What?
There appears to be vaginal discharge. I don't think Mike's a man at all. How about that?
Production of Coron Incorporated.
It's distributed by King World. I'm going to slide on out of here and check out my lovely vision.
William Peterson.
Wow.
Gris.
So, what's he saying? I'm a woman?
I think so.
He's had nothing but great things to say about you.
Okay.
Awful stuff about all of us, but nothing but great stuff about you.
I feel clean.
All right, VM eaters. Get ready.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
Oh, no.
Lisa Herndon, report to the studio, please.
Oh, boy.
Lisa Herndon, please report to the studio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yoo-hoo.
Lisa.
Where you?
Lisa, come in here, please.
1-1000.
Here she comes. Hi, baby.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Rate your mood today. Your mood would be 5 would be outstanding, 4 would be okay, 3 would be 2 would be bad, and 1 would be...
Menstruation.
Don't want to be here. What's your mood?
Well, I'd say probably about a 2.
Ooh.
Oh, you're in a bad... Why are you in a bad mood?
Not that I'm in a bad mood. I just got a lot going on trying to prepare for the vacation. I'm going to try and take some time off by myself. And it's just been a long
hustle
day so
and
far.
And...
What the hell was that?
That was the world's smallest violin. Playing just for you. I ask... Because I ask if you're in a mood to laugh.
Hey.
Do I look like I'm in a mood to laugh?
Oh.
Well, I'd really like to do this bit with you.
Okay.
But if you, but I mean, like, if you're like PMS-y for gay, if
she's
too put upon.
Yet so put upon.
So put right. upon.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you love to laugh.
I do. I really do.
You do.
She has a
laugh.
Wonderful laugh when she laughs.
But are you really? But before we do this bit. Tell me really. I mean, I'm not kidding now.
Okay.
Are you really in a good mood or a bad mood today?
No, I'm in. I can do this. I'm in a good mood.
Are you tired?
I'm always tired.
You look tired.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too perky.
All right, get out of here.
What is that?
I'm picking my nose. I'm looking at you, I'm picking up my nose.
Why are you watching me while you pick your nose? And why are you picking your nose in front of me?
Because I'm having fun.
Like it matters. He picks his nose all the time.
Hey.
Why are you picking your nose?
Because he was just picking his.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just flicked a booger off, Lisa. You are
That's
gross.
Gross.
There was nothing on there. I didn't really
there
pick
was
a nose.
Two. Yes, you did.
Or did I?
Ah, yes, you did. All right, well, get out then. I got to get someone else to play this game.
No, I want to do it.
No, she's going to do it. No, I want her to do it. It's a task.
She could use a laugh.
But if she's in a bad mood. All right.
I'm a big ray of sunshine.
BM Eaters, are you ready?
All righty, here we go.
Now, we're not talking about small stuff here.
Right.
$500.
Whoa!
Make Lisa laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Your on-screen telephone call. The goal is not to make me laugh.
Nope.
Make Mike laugh.
Nope.
Rob, Buzz,
mm-hmm.
Slow Joe.
No.
You have to make Lisa Herndon laughs.
I got news for you. She's got a real quirky sense of humor.
You do that. Well, look at her boyfriend. You, I just made her laugh.
You did. You would win.
If you make Lisa laugh, you will win $500.
Very good.
And I am willing to graciously donate at least, dare I say it, 10 minutes of valuable network radio time to this bit.
We've never had it succeed in 10 minutes.
Sure we have.
Have we ever?
Robbie, we brought it in at just under 10, haven't we?
We've done it in 8 before.
We've done it in 8.
8, okay. One time, 8 minutes.
Can you make Lisa laugh? That's the question. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. BM Eaters, get ready. Make Lisa laugh coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like football, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic iron, lift higher than
me. Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean? You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Not us.
I busted my butt.
That's your Bill O'Reilly thought of the day, incidentally. Billy?
I busted my butt.
Right.
They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
We don't have a case of the Mondays.
Yep.
We're happy today. We got a brand new long-term contract here with WJFK.
Yes, for today we are delighted.
Good. amazed. Stand by for a Make Lisa laugh. I'm amazed at this. Analyzed this. We just played a De Niro tape from Meet the Parents. I'm amazed that analyzed that. Got killed at the box office.
I really, with the way they promoted it, I mean, there was a marketing campaign to beat the band on that one.
James Bond was number one again with $13 million. Mm-hmm. And Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal analyzed that. Number two with only $11 million.
And, you know, this time of year, you would think the movies would be doing a lot better. I would think that they're overall, you'd be getting more money at the movie theater.
Well, I think the problem with analyzed that is that a lot of people saw the ads. And mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things, if you've seen the ads, you've seen virtually every funny part in the movie.
Yeah, but I really would think the ads would show, you know, the idiots that would want to flock to that kind of a movie.
Well,
that, hey, you know, it's time to go.
Color me guilty.
Right.
But the problem is, I wanted to see it. All summer long I wanted to see it. When all they were showing in the theater was just the small clip where Billy Crystal slaps him in the face.
Right.
Then I was hooked.
But then when you saw, are you in? You're either in or you're dead.
Yeah. The more that they showed and the more that they revealed and the way they showed Robert De Niro, you know, trying to prove that he's nuts by saying, you know, I made a boo-boo on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the singing dancing number where Robert De Niro is singing parts of different songs. And even me,
mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro's biggest fan, didn't go out and support him this week.
I like the subtle Robert De Niro being funny. I mean, like the Meet the Parents Robert De Niro is really funny. But, yeah, the Analyze This has its moments, but don't go to the well again.
And then Harry's Potter was third. And then the flop. I love it when they call it a movie a flop.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's animated flop, Treasure Planet. And everybody's surprised that this movie, Empire, did so well. They're surprised because it says it proves Latinos can open a film.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you why. We didn't review the movies we haven't seen last week because we weren't here on Friday. I would have given really my best endorsement of that movie with John Leguizamo. It looks to me like a real gangster movie.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like the closest thing to Goodfellas since Goodfellas came out. Now, it's based in the today's time, and it's about gangs and stuff.
Well, and, you know, if you remember the movie Training Day, the Latino gangster scene in Training Day is, I think, probably the most exciting part of the whole movie.
Right? But anyway, it did great, and they're very surprised. You know, these blues Latinos can open a film.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Santiago Poza. Yes. Leguizamo is putting real Latinos in power, opening Hollywood for Latinos.
And what wasn't he Leguizamo in Ice Age too? Wasn't he? I mean, that's got on DVD now. But
I think he was one of the voices in that. So was Ray Romano.
I mean, he's Leguizamo's pretty hot right now.
Yes, he is.
The Santa Claus is still number six.
Six.
Adam Sandler is number seven. Friday After Eight is number eight. 8 Mile is number nine, and The Ring is number 10.
All right, so does this mean, like, we can look for maybe some reissues of movies, like maybe Viva Zapata?
I don't
West
know.
West Side
and,
Story?
Incidentally, say, hello, we're the Jets.
The Jets are going to win tonight.
Clooney is, Clooney?
Clooney.
Clooney is just getting reamed. Solaris, only $12 million.
I have a question about
$12 million total for Solaris.
Outside of my statement that I was going to make, that I'm so happy that they're going to make Legally Blonde 2, that's going to be coming out.
Well, Mike,
thank God. Great movies made. Let's reproduce one of the worst movies ever made.
Reese Witherspoon is the next big thing.
Oh, you don't believe that.
No, I don't believe it, but I'm telling you, the BM eaters out there, they believe it.
Do you find her hot on any level?
On some level, yes.
I do not.
I do.
Reese,
15 pounds.
What's that?
She needs to put on 15 pounds.
Reese Witherspoon does not do it for me.
She's allegedly a new generation's Julia Roberts, which is fine with me because I'm sick of that horse face bitch.
I don't think that that Reese Witherspoon is in the same league as although I loved her in that Matthew Broderick movie when she played Tracy Flick, Election. She was fantastic in that.
She's all right. I like her.
But I love that movie as much as I hated Legally Blonde.
You know, tomorrow, it'll be fantastic. What, Lisa?
I love Legally Blonde.
Well, you're a girl. Tomorrow,
you really did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sequel, yeah, Red, White, and Blonde is the name of the sequel.
Tomorrow, we will be re-rating women. Our final, that's it. We're not taking it back. List for 2002.
I'm actually going to have to study. Go back through my
Maxim magazines.
We've got the lists to work from, and tomorrow we'll give you the final definitive list of the hottest women of the year 2002. We still have our soprano stuff coming up. Everybody now is patiently waiting. Rob, put 10 minutes on the clock. On my mark, go. Phone number 877-365-3636. Game very simple. Make Lisa Herndon laugh and win $500. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Why don't you put both headphones on? I feel better when you have both.
Yeah, why do you do that?
It's how I do it for football, and I don't know. If
you do it.
To tell me something.
Now, don't worry about it. Just concentrate. Please focus on the show. Here we go. And
that's like ADD.
What, that she can't have both headphones on?
Yeah.
I have ADD.
You do?
What?
Shock. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Jack Cassidy, trisexual man. Lisa, small farm animals, come join me on my burning couch of love.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hi, this guy was Volkswagen up the hill. And he's swearing like crazy because he's having trouble getting up the hill.
Marble mouth. I can't understand anything he is saying.
Don't understand you. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between a prostitute, a mistress, and your wife says during sex?
Huh.
And your wife's what?
What during sex?
What's the difference between what they say during sex?
Let me just ask everybody that's playing the BM Eaters, please, today. Just try to pronounce some words, please.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Okay, first of all, it's important to know if Lisa knows what lamb fries and Rocky Mountain oysters are.
Another guy that's going...
Lisa knows what lamb fries...
Lamb fries
lamb
and Rocky Mountain oysters are.
No, right away...
Lamb fries or sheep balls.
I'll tell you right now, you disqualify. Hello,
why
Don Mike.
Drain it?
Please.
Oh, golly! I'm going to pick a big super-duper BM toilet!
What did you say, Buzz? Explain it, you
drain it. You drain it,
That made me laugh. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh. Hello? All right, hello. You're on the air. Make Lisa laugh.
Lisa, name the secret sound.
That was stupid.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
This is Steven. I'm going to make Lisa laugh.
Go ahead.
Lisa?
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Would you give me a kiss?
No.
You know what? I'm not laughing at the guy. I'm laughing at Don laughing at the guy.
And I'm laughing
at Rob. Made me laugh.
And I'm laughing at Rob laughing at the guy.
Or it sounds like a chain reaction right there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
A man rushes into a psychiatrist's office. He's completely naked from head to toe, except he's wrapped in saran wrap. Says, doctor, doctor, I need some help. Psychiatrist looks at him and says, well, I can clearly see your nuts.
You know what? That almost made her laugh.
That's pretty funny.
No, it's not. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Yeah, when are we going to play Make Lisa Laugh?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think he was doing that as a joke.
I hope so.
You're on the air. Hi.
Or maybe
almost got me.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, do you know what it is that makes Don a cross between a supercomputer and a prostitute?
No.
He's an effing know-it-all.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh. Line 6.
Hello.
Line 6. I keep wanting to say line 6 is Rune Arledge. But line 6 is not dead. It's just the people. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm here to go ice cubes in Poland.
The guy with the recipe died.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Lisa laugh.
Toss my Charlie, you dirty hoe.
Well, that's funny.
What was that?
He said, toss my salad,
dirty hoe. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Horrible.
I'm not dirty.
What did the leper say to the prostitute?
I don't know what.
Keep the tip.
Well, that made Mike laugh. You haven't heard that one before?
I have. I don't know. I'm goofy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Lisa, my son just told me this joke, and it cracked me up. What do you call a bunch of snails on a boat?
What?
Snailers.
Snailers.
Nope, didn't work. Didn't.
Sorry. Rob is over there unhinging his jaw laughing at Snailers.
Tell your kid his daddy's a failure. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, what's your favorite sexual position? Who cares?
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, staying with the theme, how does Michael Jackson pick his nose?
How?
Out of a catalog.
No, didn't work.
She smiled. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, when did Richard Dreyfuss get on CSI?
When?
Nothing. I was saying his impression sounded like Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, hey, Mike almost dropped the F. Hello, Don. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike O'Mara in a Speedo.
No, she's not laughing.
She's smiling.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's right? Got a kick me sign on my back right now?
Lisa, did you hear about the pygmy with 40-pound balls?
No.
He was half nuts.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Dennis Murphy having sex with Carol Channing.
Make Lisa laugh.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Has Joe given you the low soft one lately?
Halfway.
As a part of the, as opposed to the high hard one.
Hello.
Don and Mike, make Lisa laugh.
Yeah, so a baby seal walks into a club.
Yeah, we've had that one before.
Hello, Don and Mike, make Lisa laugh.
Yeah, this old couple sit down for breakfast one morning, and the wife says to the husband, you remember when we were like newlyweds and we used to eat breakfast naked every morning? And he says, of course. So they both take off their clothes, and the wife's looking at the husband adoringly, and she says, I don't know what it is, dear, but my breasts are so hot for you right now. And he says, that's because one's in your oatmeal and one's in your coffee.
Yeah, that's funny.
You're a good reader, though.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, why do gorillas have big nostrils?
I don't know why.
Big fingers.
Makes sense.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh. Hello, Donna. Make Lisa laugh. That made all of us laugh. Yeah. It must be a guy thing.
We're idiots.
Even Buzz laugh.
Yeah, we are absolutely.
That's a guy thing. You and Buzz laugh.
Yeah, oh, Mike.
Hello, Donna. Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tickle me till I pee the white pee?
Nope, that didn't do it.
Oh, why that got us?
That really made us laugh.
Never heard it called that before.
White
bee. Oh, wow, that one killed me.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, I bet my boobs are bigger than yours.
I'm sure they are.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Lisa laugh. Hello.
Hi, my name's Greg, and I need a job.
You know, again, I think like 4 months ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
I get it.
Hello?
Where does the king keep his armies?
You know, that one, that previous one was so old, I didn't even get it until you made mention that. And if you hadn't made that comment, I still wouldn't have gotten it.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, how do you like your iced tea?
Cold?
Well,
what's the point of that?
You'll never know.
Mike,
tickle you into.
Yeah. Sure you can say that.
Okay.
Sure you can say that.
I don't think
it was tickling you until you pee the white pee.
Yeah, let's move on.
Make Lisa laugh. Hello.
Yeah, did you hear about the guy who was half Polish and half Italian?
No.
Made himself an offer he couldn't understand.
Don and Mike. Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
Rob, I think you're so much better than that.
I've not heard it.
Oh, my God, Rob. Hello, make Lisa laugh.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, what was Helen Keller's dog's name?
What?
Patricia.
I didn't hear it.
That always works with us.
And you shouldn't be surprised at Rob laughing at any joke where one ethnic group slanders another.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, make Lisa laugh.
Oh, okay, I'm on. I'm sorry. Hey, Lisa, did you get a dick four in your paycheck?
A what?
A dick four.
Laugh.
Why do Polacks paint their garbage cans red and gold?
Why?
To tell their kids they're eating at McDonald's.
I've never heard that.
Me either.
I've never heard that.
You got three laughs over here.
Buzz? Did it get you?
No.
It made three of us laugh, though.
Man, well, I almost...
The three of you, come on.
And white pee. Hello, Don and Mike.
1 minute.
Hello?
One minute.
1 minute.
Okay. 1 minute. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa. Picture Mike at Club Wit and pretend you guys are real friends.
And what?
Pretend you're real friends.
Hello. Picture Mike at Club Wet and pretend we're real friends.
Hello, make Lisa laugh.
Mike, we are real friends for the record.
What is the deal with me today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Lisa.
Make the air.
Oh, that won't.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I saw WJFK went to the plastic surgeon. They got rid of their skin tags.
Hello, make Lisa laugh. Forget that line. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Okay, three guys walking down the street. Two guys walk into a bar. The other one doesn't. Why not?
Why?
He ducked.
Oh, F you. Don and Mike.
What do you call a cow that has an abortion?
What?
Decaffeinated.
Make Lisa laugh. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Don's got a pet donkey. Mike's got a pet rooster. Don's pet donkey hops the fence, bites the 2 feet off of Mike's rooster. What
wrong,
do we got now?
Wrong. Struggling. Struggling.
Is that, Robbie, that's it?
No.
Hello? Oh.
No. 2 more minutes.
Hello?
Until the music runs out. Don and Mike. Hello? Go ahead. Hello? Make Lisa laugh.
Yes, I would like to know if Lisa has a butt for poopy.
Hello, make Lisa laugh.
Hi, guys. There was a an art show that has a picture of three black naked black men sitting on a park bench, and people were looking at it, and they couldn't understand it. And a curator had come up and said, would you like me to explain it to you? And they said, sure. He says, well, that shows how the African-American race has been put down.
All right, no, I'm sorry. Struggling.
Enough. Hello, Donna, Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Yes, have you heard of Michael Jackson's new TV show?
No.
Baby Fear Factor.
What is it?
Baby Fear Factor.
Baby Fear, but his phone dropped out.
Baby Fear Factor?
Baby Fear Factor for dangling out
Jesus.
The window.
Jesus, white pee for you. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, this is Brian.
Yeah, make Lisa laugh.
Hey.
How you doing?
Make Lisa laugh.
All right, the Cajuns and the Aggies were having a war, and they were fighting by this bridge. And the Aggies would throw their grenades over the bridge, and the Cajuns would pick them up, pull the pin, and throw them back.
Now, stop laughing at this guy just because he's from Louisiana.
It's the accent. I'm not. I wasn't even listening to what he was saying. I like to throw them over the bridge.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Yeah, man and woman are on their honeymoon.
Can't do that.
That'll be deleted. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
Hey, Lisa, what do you get if you cross an elephant and a rhinoceros?
What?
An elephino.
Make Lisa laugh.
He told it wrong.
Hello?
Yeah, newlywed couple, hillbillies, got married. They're going down the road to pull into a motel. They will go up to the counter, and the groom says, yes, we just got married, said we'd like to get one of them there suites. And the hotel owner says, well, but congratulations, says, would you like the bridle? He says, no, I'll just hold it by the ear.
Shut up.
This sucks.
25 minutes. Jesus Christ, the LeBron of Sweden, we like Junior Brown of Sweden. Jesus, Bill O'Reilly.
I busted my butt.
Hello, make Lisa laugh.
Lisa, what's the bird of valor?
No, I'm sorry, disqualified. Stumbling is now disqualified. We get to that part of Baker Left.
These last four lines.
I just stumbled.
And that's it. Hello.
Okay.
Make Lisa laugh. Hello? These three lines.
Tender.
Pardon me?
Where's that gold toilet you had in there the other day? Bartender says to the guy in the band, hey, Fred, I think I figured out who
pulled
your tuba.
He started the joke before he was put on the air.
Yeah.
He's disqualified.
Damn.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Lisa laugh.
How do you make a Amish woman happy?
How?
Give her 2 Mennonite.
A Amish woman.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
He spoke clearly.
Make Lisa laugh.
Here we go.
That's the 6 o'clock queef.
Yeah. That's so dated.
All right, BM Eaters. Nobody wins the money today. Nobody wins the money. Sometimes that's how it goes on Make Somebody Laugh.
Oh, man. It's terrible taste in my mouth right now.
Yep.
Click, click, click.
However, I laughed a few times.
There was one real laugh in there.
With the white pee.
Yeah.
And I laughed at a few of the jokes.
There were a couple.
I laughed at a couple of the Pollock jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy laughing
at McDonald's.
I enjoy laughing at Rob laughing at jokes.
I have a favorite.
Yeah, you like that one.
Well, yeah. Of course you do.
I'll go tighten that up and use it.
Well, the $500 goes back in the hopper.
In the hopper.
In the hopper.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, you know, do not apologize.
Normally, when I listen in the back, I laugh at the really, right? really bad ones. And mm-hmm.
All right. Get out of here.
I knew it was a bad idea to have you do it today.
Get out. Kidding, darling. Kidding. Now we've been playing Let's Make Lisa Cry.
Well, you win.
Okay, there she goes. All right.
There she's out of there.
Well, I guess we'll give away the $500 some other way.
And who else could we have left?
No more today. I've had my fill of it today.
Right. You know, as much, you know, I know as much as we hate that, we it's a love.
No, we love it. I really could do another break of it, but we have to get to our soprano stuff.
Yes.
So some of them will.
So no money today.
Well, maybe.
Oh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Something awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. The silent killer. Hey, there are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the patient doom. What do you f***ing humiliate? So I was dying. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. Those sort of Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show.
You say I should do it differently.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
They're dope on the floor and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
All right, just playing this game with Rob during the break.
Kelly Osbourne.
Peter.
How am I a Peter? Do you think I didn't know it?
Yeah.
I've watched, because of the TiVo, every episode of the Osbournes last season.
Never mind.
And you know that on MTV, what they do with the Osbournes is they come in and out of every episode with blah, 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 blah.
I know. Okay.
So that's how I knew.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know what?
Not bad.
Really not bad at all. When you get by the hype, which almost poisons you to her.
Yeah.
Then you listen.
Better things that you can do.
Got a voice.
Yeah. Kelly Osbourne. All right. I didn't think you would know it. God damn that TiVo.
What? You kept telling me to get it, and now I don't miss anything. It's great.
I know.
But you know what? The funniest part of the Osbournes is Jack. Because she is at least trying to have a musical career, and they just bust his. He's the one that's going to come out of that whole experience the most effed up. You watch.
How about him jumping off the pier?
Yeah, they make him such a pussy.
And, you know, of course he's not going to take his shirt off.
Right.
When he goes to the beach, when Jack goes to the beach, and he's there with all those guys that look like they're on Baywatch.
I know.
And he's got the Tenacious D t-shirt on.
I know, it's funny.
Hello.
Oh, man.
This is a crazy place we work at.
Yes, it is.
I just called upstairs to Tammy. I keep wanting to call her Sax.
Consigli.
Consigli. Mrs. Consigli.
Tammy Consigli. And I said, did Alan get out the press release yet about our new multi-year contract? And she said, no, he hasn't gotten approval yet for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're waiting for approval for a press release for something that we've already announced on the air,
right?
And a press release that we've already read on the air.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? Remember when I said, "Hey, we'll enjoy it while it lasts."
I don't follow this.
Yeah, it lasts about 3 hours.
I don't follow this.
Approval?
I mean,
what do you mean approval?
Yeah.
Who are we worried about pissing off? Who are we worried about? Offending by saying that we signed a long-term deal?
You see, now I don't want to be paranoid. Al.
Hello?
It's Don and Mike.
Hey.
I don't want to be paranoid, but why haven't we announced to the world yet that we signed this new contract?
No reason.
Wait. Now, no, there has to be a reason.
We're just waiting for approvals. That's all. Everything's got to be approved.
What has to be approved? We signed the goddamn contract.
I know. That part's done.
What?
Any verbiage that goes out needs to be approved. That's all.
Who approves it?
Corporate.
Why are you reading it on the air? We already said we signed the contract.
Well, I didn't read anything on the air.
Is it the cat kind of out of the bag there?
Well, I'm sure word is filtering around, but...
Yeah, and that's the way you want to make a big announcement.
Yeah, you don't want it to go out there with spelling errors or bad formatting on the left alignment or anything.
Gosh, I mean...
Alan's on the phone. Alan, that was Rob that said that.
Hi, Alan. It was a great party. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry, Mike. What did you say?
I was, you know, Al, here I was, feeling all good and warm and fuzzy and stuff.
Hey, feel warm and fuzzy all over.
Didn't we talk about, like, making a big deal about this?
Absolutely. We have. This is a big deal.
No, we haven't done S.
How is it a big deal when you've not even put out a press release when we've announced it on the air?
I'm just waiting for some approvals, Don.
You know what? You're becoming Alan already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already in,
three hours. Big Al, your radio pal.
in less than 3 hours.
You want to make yourself available to the media.
You've gone from Al to Alan in less than 3 hours.
Wow.
My goodness. Almost makes us say, please, God. Oh, my goodness. The thoughts that are going through my mind right now. God, it can't be true.
No.
It can't be true. It can't be true, God, that they signed us, but they just don't want to tell anybody.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's what I'm
effing feeling right now.
That's ridiculous.
Remember when we had that discussion about how we're going to do this and we ought to make kind of a big thing about it?
Sure.
That hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, but you came in here and you came on the air.
And then it was just like kind of like a hesitant, you know, don't read this. And then, you know,
Well, because I'm always hesitant reading things that haven't been yet approved, so.
What is to be approved? You did sign us to a multi-year contract.
I did.
You did say that our show's been number one rated in mornings,
yes,
afternoons, and middays.
Unprecedented, too. Well, I don't know any other show in America.
What has to be approved? What is it my quote?
Well, you know, they usually have to filter through all the quotes and all the factual information. What can I tell you? That's just the way it is.
Kicking the nuts, that's what it is.
That's,
you know what?
Hey, listen.
You're almost back to being Mr. Linewand now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We just really wanted to be... Well, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, it's not too late for any of that, so...
Well, Alan, I mean, listen, the deal is that we signed the deal and we're happy with the deal.
No, I understand. Yes, you did. And
but it's weird that we announced it, and I was just...
And what, you know what? It's not. It's the way it has always been. I am sorry. I'm happy. I'm very happy we signed. It's the way it has effing always been with us. Always.
Sign it, but then don't tell anybody.
You know, okay, yeah. All right. It's done. We haven't had a splash, a PR splash at this fine operation since I've been here. Unless, you know, something bad happens. Unless somebody sues us.
I understand that.
All right, that's my point.
The best news
ever should be shouted. I think at one point in your office I said, shouted from the highest mountaintop.
Yes.
I just don't see what has to
and
be.
And nothing's happening.
I don't see what has to be approved. What's approved has already happened. Mm-hmm. We've already signed the contract.
Yeah, so that's
it's already been done.
Well, whenever you put a press release out, though, you need approval. That's all.
Well, I'm putting the press release out right now. We've signed a multi-year deal with this company. Multi-years. We're very happy about it. However, our company, for whatever reason, as usual, wants to just open a closet somewhere and put us inside. The only decent thing is there's no room in the closet for us because there's so much money in there this time. But other than that, it's the same as it's always been.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just strange. You can understand how we feel a little odd about it.
I could.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. I'd like to make a nice big thing about it. And...
So I guess like the trades and stuff, it'll still just be that rumor thing. You know, rumored to have signed, even though we've signed already.
I can't tell you what the trade spin would be at this point.
Right. Hey, you think by tomorrow?
I'm hopeful. You know me. I'm always hopeful.
And Alan, considering that we signed it on Friday.
Because, I mean, if it's not by tomorrow, I think maybe we handle it ourselves. We can do that.
We can get our own PR people. I mean, no BS.
Well, that's interesting. I never thought of that, but...
All right, good. That's what we'll do.
Well, no. Don't do that until...
Why?
Well, just hang tight.
Why? What's wrong with one time inside the radio industry announcing something good about this show? God knows that when we get number one ratings and stuff, and we've taken that as a way of life here, that it goes unnoticed, but... Jesus, you guys just made a huge deal with us and locked us up.
Especially here, right here, in this town.
You've locked us up for many, many years.
And we're thrilled. We really are. And you know that.
But you want to keep it a secret, though.
I don't want to keep anything a secret.
All right, well, then let's get it done.
I'm not looking to keep a secret. I'm very happy. I'm telling everybody I know.
Well, let's get it done. But
that certainly will get the job done.
We're number one around the water cooler.
Tell everybody you know. Great. Hey, we're number one in North Potomac. That's good news. Well, that's great. Everybody at the Giant and the Safeway knows we've signed a new deal.
Starbucks. Don't forget Starbucks.
All right.
Starbucks. All right. Whatever.
All right. Chin up, guys. Chin up.
Yeah. Chin up.
Come on.
Shut up.
Hey, what the hell?
Come on, get happy. Want to hear happy.
We should have known it.
No.
We should have known it. We should have known it.
Don't let your mind race. Just be happy.
Gee, why would our mind race when we signed a deal on Friday and we purposely were not on the air Friday so an announcement could be made on
Monday? That was the entire reason we weren't on Friday.
So that an announcement.
The way I understood it.
So that an announcement could be made today, so that it really could be.
That's the way I understood it.
Pushed into motion today.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
But here we are.
No argument here.
We have the contract. We have a signed deal.
I have the other portion of it, so you're correct.
And yet, for some reason, we're not announcing it. Odd. Very odd. It's typical.
It is.
You know, we should have known. I don't even know why you and I are surprised by this.
Well, I wasn't that euphoric, actually. I was happy about the deal, very happy. But you know, there's a culture.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
There's a culture
that are great
in this company that is just, I mean, really, you know, you just go.
Like, you just got to remember, the way that they are saying that they appreciate us is
they absolutely
is in the paycheck.
That could not be more clear.
That's it.
And that we accept gratefully, and we are delighted with that.
But that's it.
I guess Alan, would it be safe to say we shouldn't think about anything more than that, right? That this is kind of the way it's going to be played?
Well, I don't know that for a fact, Mike.
Well, what do you think, though? I mean, what's your opinion?
Why wouldn't whoever is responsible for this approve a press release for a contract that corporate approved last Friday, that was signed last Friday? Jeez.
Have you been in contact with anybody about it? Or is it
of course.
And have they said, well, we don't want to go with it yet?
No, there's just... quite frankly, there's a lot of meetings going on about a whole lot of other subjects, so nobody's had a chance to really look at it.
There we go. All right, now we're getting the truth.
Yeah.
You know, well, at least we get the truth with this guy. At least this guy.
Yeah, and no S about that.
At least this guy tells us that really we don't mean dick to this company,
mm-hmm.
But it's fine. It's fine because you know, you're paying us a fair wage, and obviously we've accepted that.
Okay.
And we love that part of it.
We do like that part of it.
But, you know, it would be nice one time, just one time, you know.
Yeah, I wish it was here. I wish that didn't have to get approval.
Well, but it doesn't matter what it is. Press releases always have to get approval. You know that.
Well, you know what? They don't if we put out our own press release.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have to. Alan, no offense, but we don't need your permission to put out a press release. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, we basically put out a press release on our own show today.
Yeah, we signed everybody.
Once again,
secrets out of the bag. We signed,
and corporate mm-hmm. couldn't be happier. They want everybody to know it.
Yeah, except they're
or they want certain people not to know it.
They're so happy they don't even want us to tell you how long we've signed for. How weird is that?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Can you understand, Alan, how we're a little freaked by that?
I mean, I would think that this is something that. The company, at least on a local level, would want the advertisers to know, would want, you know,
be proud.
The local media to know. Yes, Buzz, maybe even be slightly proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But we're more than slightly proud of it.
Well, then we think you should jump on your desk and scream it from the highest mountain.
But
let the world know.
But not literally do that. Do it.
I was just going to jump on my desk.
actually.
No, I mean, do it, you know, the standard way.
Or not. Or put not. Out, doesn't matter. We go on anyway.
Yeah. All right, Al.
It does cause paranoid feelings.
God, a speed bump in the road already? I mean,
yes. You bet. You bet your ass.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
All right.
Okay. We'll see, Al. Alan.
All right, guys.
Mr. Line Wand.
It begins.
Yes.
It begins.
Officially begins.
All right.
We'll get back to you. I'll send you a draft of our press release.
Right.
We don't need to get approval on ours.
Very good. All right, good.
Goodbye, Alan.
See you.
Really, folks.
I don't get it.
I mean,
I am.
I'm not being a prima donna here. I'm not
no,
being
I'm just,
a,
I don't
a
get
dick
it.
Here. We should have known. It's like everything else.
Hey, nothing's changed.
We have always been the best kept secret in the history of Infinity Broadcasting.
I am absolutely amazed. I'm so confused.
If I
am so effing confused.
If I could tell you guys the commitment this company made to us, you would be amazed that the company.
What is the fear? What? Who are they worried about?
Pissing off.
Who are they worried about pissing off? I wonder.
Come on.
Hey, what the F is the reason that we don't have this out? What is going on?
What other disc jockeys' asses are we worried about now?
I don't get it. Other meetings about other things? What? So you can't just go, a press release is something that comes across the desk and go, yeah, go ahead. There's a reason. Someone's saying, don't release that. Somebody's saying, don't release that.
But we have the job.
What else could I assume?
We have the job.
I cannot believe that the last effing thing that I expected to come in here today and feel was what I feel right now. Pissed off. Because I thought they were going to make kind of a deal of it. I thought they were going to kind of make a deal of it. No. Just like the last effing time.
It's got to be approved. That's all right. Mike, come on.
Jeez.
We knew it.
Yeah,
we
but this it. Time, you know, I thought maybe.
Well.
Yeah, foolishly.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now
you surprised too a little bit?
No.
But you were happy. Remember, you were happy before when it's like, and I was saying, you know.
I know.
Just remember.
But
I really did
before
expect.
Before that, you were also
right.
happy, and I said, remember, though.
It's just when you do this, you'd like everybody to know it. We've been dealing with this for so long, we'd like the world to know that.
We're just talking about in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Within our industry. And for some reason, say, oh, no, we don't want...
No.
Oh, yeah. We signed them. They're going to be here for a while. Yeah, we signed them.
Yeah, and do you know, really, we were told that that's how we should announce it when we do say something? We're not allowed to say how many years.
Mm-hmm.
Just say for a long time.
Mm.
Why?
And figure that out.
Yeah, let me ask him that.
Yeah, I wonder what the thinking is there.
Okay.
Is he getting approval?
Hold on. I'll call this cell.
All I know is everything that was discussed didn't really happen today.
Just ask why we can't even say how many years. I don't think there's anything that says we can't say how many years. Legally.
Couldn't imagine why.
It's we're doing them a favor. By saying we've been signed for many years.
I can't believe we're doing this right now.
How does that help them, I wonder?
I can't believe it. I am really I'm weirded out. I am beyond weirded out. You know what? And this is the only circumstance that would have weirded me out today. Nothing else. I'm totally confused.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Of course.
And the attitude, really, I think might be, hey, you got what you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't complain.
Leave us alone.
Or, you know, life goes on. I mean, who knows?
Come on, where are you, Alan? Gosh. I might have to wait 5 years to hear from you. Jeez. And maybe at the end of that 5 years, I'd have an option.
To wait 2 more years. Yeah, all right, done. Done.
Okay. Christ. Anyway, eat me.
Yeah.
There's the first eat me of the new contract. Eat me. Eat me.
Have some white pee.
Oh, dear.
That's my big announcement. Have some white pee.
We're very, very pleased.
We're happy. I mean, it's a great contract.
It's okay.
It's a great contract.
It's all right. Hey.
Keep that on the down low.
So it's, you know, are we working here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we working here for a while? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, we re-signed them. Monster deal, but don't tell anybody. Like, what, you're not proud of us? What's the deal? You're proud of us enough when you're out selling us.
Maybe you need to prove yourself, Doc.
Crack my ass up, Ron.
I'm
waiting for approval.
I am so confused.
Waiting for approval on a press release.
I am very confused.
All right, whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show. It don't surprise me none.
Hey, way to foster the atmosphere of trust.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Ho, ho, ho. My buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just heard this great news flash that you guys got a new contract. Is that true?
I don't know. It's not been the announcement's not been approved yet.
And there's really been no indication it would be made tomorrow either.
No.
So corporate America is once again keeping my brothers down?
Well, there are lots of meetings with more important things.
Hold on here. Maybe this is Alan calling back. Mm. Hello? What is that?
That's the automatic ring back. He hung up his phone, so it's ringing through to Alan.
Oh. Well, that gets us nowhere.
Alan.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Here's another question.
Yeah.
Why don't you want us to say how long the contract is for?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You know what? The show's... You finish your show up. You got a half hour. Why don't you call me after the show?
No.
I have to finish a couple of things up here.
We've done too much of that recently. Too much of that.
I know.
No. Okay. When will you get the press release out?
My hope is tomorrow.
All right. Goodbye.
I mean, unfortunately, Don, there's some things that I even need to get approvals on.
You know what? Maybe it's that thing we were talking about, and it'll be better when that thing happens, if that thing happens that we were talking about. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he's in the situation he's in, and I'm going to cut him some slack for that.
All right. Goodbye.
See ya.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's tough.
Right.
Tough, you know, for the acting guys.
I know.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Sure did seem happier on Friday.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And goddamn you, Line One, we didn't even do our Sopranos review.
No. No.
And we didn't call Dick Van Patten.
We've got to do
his birthday.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, at long last, a chance to get inside the head of game show host Chuck Woolery.
No. Lead story.
Yes.
We have signed a 5 to 7 year contract with Infinity Broadcast.
I'm sorry, Don, I haven't gotten approval on that yet.
Stay tuned
everybody.
For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
This is very
half-assed,
embarrassing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, God, I hate waiting until tomorrow, but we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to tell you about the Sopranos.
Oh, yes.
My name is...
You know, I love the immediacy of talking about it the day that it happened, but we'll give it to you tomorrow.
Right.
Right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Our thoughts on the Sopranos. We'll be talked to death by then. And maybe our press release will be out then.
Very good.
Time for Buzz in the News. Buzz brought to you tonight by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes, but what does Chuck Woolery think of all this? We may get to find out in a new reality show from the Game Show Network. Come spring, you can follow the dapper game show host as he relaxes at home with his wife and 7 kids. You can also watch him backstage at the new game show Lingo.
Hence the name of the new reality show, Chuck Woolery, Behind the Lingo.
Now, this I'm watching.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. I love Chuck Woolery.
All this to see, as a network executive puts it, the real Chuck Woolery.
And I'd like to see the real Chuck Woolery.
Giant Rolex.
Yeah, he's always been somebody we've liked to make fun of.
In his career, the now 61-year-old has hosted Wheel of Fortune, Love Connections, Scrabble, and Greed.
Do you remember, it's been off the air so long, I was watching a TV show the other day. Oh, I was watching Misery.
Right.
I was watching the movie Misery, where Kathy Bates is in bed watching Love Connection. And it looks so dated with all the 80s haircuts.
Sure.
And what we thought at the time was the cutting-edge technology with the three boxes with the guys and the audience members pushing the giant buttons to see who they vote for.
Didn't they have one big theater, like, out on Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah. But you know what? I think it still is a valid format that could work today.
Absolutely. Oh, sure. The new Love Connection.
Just like everything else is old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
And why not with the mother chucker?
And, you know, the new Love Connection would be a much crueler Love Connection. I mean, they've got variations on all these, you know, pick me kind of dating shows, but you make the original format of the Love Connection, you just spice it up. Like, yes, you make it nude.
But Chuck Woolery was the best because he would be condescending while at the same time he would be nice.
How did the date end?
Bingo.
Yeah.
He hosted that show and several others, and he's also sold fishing lures on QVC, so he's been around.
Good for him.
Robin Williams, meanwhile, is the next Bob Hope. Somebody's got to entertain the troops, and now that Hope's no longer available, that somebody is Robin Williams.
I'm willing.
That's lucky for the troops.
He's just back from a 10-day USO trip to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and according to so-called Hollywood ambassador Johnny Grant, they love him. He is all they talk about.
You know, really, if you're over there in some, you know, godforsaken part of the world, and you've got a choice between Wayne Newton and Robin Williams hanging out, I mean, to do his stand-up, that's a pretty easy choice.
If that has to be your choice.
I give you that.
Grant, who's now 79 years old, has made 56 trips overseas to oversee the entertainment of our fighting men and women. His latest trip also included names you've never heard from Fox Sports, Saved by the Bell, and The Young and the Restless. So, quoting Johnny, Robin Williams is the big thing.
You know, probably, as much as we've had the debate about Steve Martin versus Robin Williams.
Right.
His stand-up on HBO is great. I think
his stand-up's fantastic. Yeah.
Especially if I'm stranded in Afghanistan fighting a goddamn war.
Right.
Probably the only other comedian I can think of who would be timely, be topical, could relate, and could make me laugh my ass off would probably be Chris Rock.
I was just going to say, Chris Rock would be fantastic. At least someone who is a little more, you know, hip. And somebody, because they do so many of these USO shows where they don't bring hip people out there.
And Chris Rock isn't mentioned.
And now here's Wayne Brady.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Show him hot here in Afghanistan. Wayne Brady. Brady, down the mic. Wham, your press release.
Well, Chris Rock isn't on the wish list that the soldiers would like to see, at least according to this Hollywood ambassador guy.
Are we on the list?
No. Not on the short list, anyway.
Right, it's a short
list. Short list is Charles Barkley, Adam Sandler, Janet Jackson, Britney Spears, George Clooney, and Denzel Washington. Those are what the soldiers are requesting.
Clooney, you know what that is. That's a don't ask, don't tell.
Well, there are women there, too, but you could be right.
Gotcha. Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We've got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Buzz?
Yes.
Without corporate approval, we are going to be running a little bit over tonight.
Okay.
Any stations that can't handle that? Have some white pee. Anyway, continue, my friend.
Thanks, Don and Mike. Now, you know, guys, I don't like to alarm people.
No, not at all, not you.
But I love to alarm.
But I have to tell you about a viral infection known as winter vomiting disease.
You fearmonger, you.
It started in Scotland and northern England, but it appears to be, and I don't want to alarm anybody, headed here. Doctor of reflexology, Vicki Swanson, says she's already seen a handful of cases of winter vomiting disease here in the U.S.
WVAs.
Yep. The vomiting can last up to 36 hours. The virus spreads through the projectile vomiting and the accompanying diarrhea. The best protection, apparently, is to wash your hands a lot.
Warning! Wash your hands.
Wash your hands a lot.
Wash them right now.
Thoroughly. Dr. Swanson... That's her there. Dr. Swanson believes the virus breeds in the air ducts of homes and workplaces during the summer and gets blown out into the air we breathe when we turn on the heat in the winter.
Blow it out.
Not to alarm anyone, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And in sports, he's the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL, but he's leaving that to be head coach at Michigan State.
Is this about Marvin Lewis?
It is indeed. Redskins
this,
defensive
Buzz?
Coordinator, yes?
This has not been approved. By corporate.
Then we'll move on.
This press release has not been approved by corporate.
Jay Fielder returns to quarterbacking the Dolphins on Monday Night Football tonight as Miami hosts Chicago. Before breaking his thumb, Fielder led the Dolphins to 5 wins in 6 games. The team then lost 4 out of 6 without him.
And hey, I'm kidding, of course. Did Marvin Lewis take the job?
He was expected to take it today. We have still not received word that he's officially taken it, but consider it a done deal.
Gotcha.
And finally, crooks are still stupid, but...
Are you making this one up?
No, this is a true story.
Yeah, yeah,
true story from Philadelphia. It's too bad they're no longer with
you
us.
You used to do that.
Yes, I did. We used to do this thing called crooks are stupid.
And sometimes you made them up.
Yeah, well, we used to do it every day.
Right.
Yeah, you had to. And after a while, after researching AP wire stories and getting books and stuff, it was an impossible bit every day to come up with 3
very demanding
funny stories.
I know.
So I just started making them up.
We didn't make this up, and this has a bit of a new spin, I think.
You can justify because it was a public service.
Absolutely.
They keep... Yeah, kept people out of a life of crime.
Made people happy, too.
Crooks are stupid.
They're still stupid, and some keep taking that to new heights. Take 19-year-old Alan Bell of West Philadelphia. He's accused of using a gun to try to rob a KFC. Now let us count the ways he was dumb. First, he hit the KFC where he's worked for the past 2 years, which makes it especially dumb that he didn't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried to make his boss open a time lock safe.
It's a time lock vault.
He should have... He should have remembered the time lock since he works there.
Mm-hmm.
He also should have remembered the safe locks at 9 p.m. He tried to rob the place at 9:15. Police say there are apparently no bounds to Bell's stupidity since he showed up for work again a few days later. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with the new episode. Wednesday is the last show of the year.
Yeah. Yes.
Wednesday is the last show of the year.
And Prince Spaghetti Day.
And a lot of you are wondering about our schedule.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. And then we'll be back on January 2nd.
That's
so, you know, have some white pee if you don't like that. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Rob, I got a press release for you.
Pending approval. Let's go with it.
Okay.
Toodaloo, BM.
Eaters.